Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, I got the man myself, got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man myself. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man myself. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right. What's up, everybody? Let's get, you know, I gotta get our music right. All right. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to all my dogs out here. Everybody that's watching us live, hopefully we're live on Instagram. Hopefully we're live on TikTok. Hopefully we're live on Facebook. Hopefully we're live on YouTube. Hopefully we're live on Twitter. And not Twitch. But I want to give everybody a shout out. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. We are live here. Guys, I want to talk to you about the show. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. First off, first and foremost, I want to say to all you guys out here, all my dogs out here, this show right here is 100% authentic, 100% original. Guys, if you have any questions, gentlemen, let us know. But first off, I want to let you know that this show is unlike anybody else that's going on and out here, okay? Everything that we're going to talk about is 100% authentic and 100% original, and we want to let you guys know that right here off the bat, okay? So what we're going to do right here is we're going to click on a few things. Gentlemen, all my dogs out here, I want to give a shout to all those out there, the 296 that love this thing. Appreciate you guys out there. Also, for all my UK guys out there, I did one earlier this morning, kind of late, but we're going to do another live show about maybe 3 in the morning. And I know I told y'all 3 in the morning yesterday morning. I had some things to take care of, but we're going to do a live show in the morning again, chopping up game, because we're going to keep kicking it out. We have a great, great show for all you guys out there. If you have any questions, make sure, guys, you put a Q. Put a Q in the chat if you got any questions and all that other stuff. Also, I want to say to all those guys out there that's listening to the show live, make sure you guys out there go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons of the show, and we will be able to chop it up. Matter of fact, what I think I should do what I think I should do, because I'm doing this live on Twitch, but you know what I can do? I probably can just flip the camera over and let y'all watch me do this thing live. I'm trying. We're live on Twitch as well, chopping it up, and we're live on TikTok, and we're just trying to figure out ways to do it. But I think I figured it out. I think I figured it out. All I got to do is put this. Okay, I think I figured it out. But anyway, we'll figure all this out. But anyway, guys, want to give a shout out to everybody out there, guys. Please get your crayons out. As I always say to all you guys out there when you're listening to the show, is I want you guys to do one thing and one thing only, guys. Get your notebooks out. All you guys out there, get your notebooks out. Go ahead and like, subscribe. We got all that down. But, gentlemen, if you have a question, as we always say, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you are texting a woman and you feel like you're really close, but you don't know how close you are, go ahead and, gentlemen, put a T in there. Any text message you have from a woman, let us know. We'll definitely answer it. Also, guys, if you want to call in, the number to call in live is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. We are live here. If you guys want to call in, we got you covered here today. Also, gentlemen, which what we want to say to all you guys out here, we do appreciate all you guys out there. Have a very, very great show. Shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Everybody in the chat room, shout out to all you guys out there. Later on, if you're watching this show, shout out to you. Hey, and ladies out there, what's up, girl? All right, man, let's get into it, man. We got a show for today about women not respecting soft men. But this is not going to be a show about, gentlemen, this is not going to be a show about knocking you guys for being soft. This is going to be a show about showing you how to build your world your way so you no longer do that, okay? Yeah, hey, what's going on? Hey, Puzzle Hustle Best. Oh, wait, Pizza? How you doing? If y'all joining us over here on the side over here, I'm just going to say hi, because I'm kind of doing this. Everybody out there in the TikTok world, I just want to say how y'all guys doing. Appreciate you guys over there that's watching from TikTok. But anyway, as we were saying, guys, and y'all got a question over there, put a Q, and we got y'all too as well. And we'll answer any of your questions that you have, guys. Let me see if I do have to scroll this thing up. No, it's just going to pop and keep going. But anyway, as I'm saying to all you guys out here, y'all do have the number. Y'all can call in if you have any questions. If you're texting a woman, you have any problems, you can call, put a T there. And if you have a relationship question, make sure you put a Q in there, and I will go ahead and answer that. But so let's go ahead and get on into the show that we're going to break down for you guys out here. You know, it is funny for a lot of you guys out here. You don't understand. And again, we talked about it last night, about why it's so hard for some of you guys out there to actually change. And the reason why it's so hard for a lot of you guys to actually change is because the communication that you have with yourself and with your mind is stopping you and preventing you, gentlemen, from being able to change your perception and change your reality, okay? All right? Bernie, Steve, do you have any mods on TikTok while streaming? No, I don't have any. It's first time I'm streaming, so I don't have any, B. I don't have any, but it's okay. I'm handling it on both sides and everything. I'm watching it here, watching it over there. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to me, and this is very important when it comes to the game, to understand where we're coming from. And I'm going to explain to you guys out there, okay? Wait a second. Heather, wait a second. We got a text. Let me see. Let me read what she's saying right here. Let me see. Yeah, wait, is this a guy or a girl? Heather, all right. How do I know I can trust you? Well, okay, Heather, I guess you're a woman. But Heather, is this from a guy saying this to you? How do I know I can trust you? Heather, throw him away. If you're a woman, Heather, throw him away. Now, if you're a guy, I'll tell you something different. But if you're a woman, throw him away, because this is the thing, guys. A man should not ask you that question. And if a man is asking, Heather, if you're a woman, and I think you are with that name, because I dated a lot of Heathers. I remember a girl named Heather that, well, anyway. So, hold on, Heather. Let me go and lock you in because, you know, every woman that comes onto the YouTube, we welcome you all. We give you a wrench because we want to make sure that nobody really disturbs you or tries to disrespect you on the show. So, Heather, hopefully you're a woman, and we will go ahead and add you. But, Heather, if you're a woman, you're asking that question, how can I trust you? Throw him away. Heather, throw him away. Ball him up in a trash can. Get rid of him. He's a waste of your time, Heather. Let me go ahead and add you. Heather, if you're a woman, I got you. Okay, but anyway, guys, if y'all got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there and all this other stuff. We got y'all guys covered. But let me continue what we were saying because I think a lot of guys need to understand if you missed yesterday's show. The reason why change, okay, the reason why guys out there, the reason why that we are in the 6th month and 15th day, so we're in the other half of the year, the reason why y'all have so many problems is because you cannot change what you are not being able to control. And the reason why you cannot change it is because your mind and how you're thinking, all the thoughts that you have, all the things that you have created in your mind from the point that you're listening to me right now. I'm saying this to all you guys and to you ladies out there as well, but all you guys out here, where you at this point is where you're at because of what you thought of. Everything that you have accumulated, every thought, every influence, everything that is going in your mind right now is stopping you right now and preventing you from being able to change your mindset. But what I'm going to do, hold on, shout out to my dog K-Zag in the house. Zag, what's up, big dog? Go ahead. Shout out to my dog K-Zag. Stand up, baby. That's what's up. Shout out to Zag in the house. But guys, get your crayons out and write this down. This is very important to understand, gentlemen. You are not going to be able to change who you are because right now you are not actually living a reality that you should be living. And for all you guys, like I said, you're living in theater number one. Poor me. Too ugly. Too this. Too that. And everything that you are doing, you are creating a belief system that you are actually living by. And that is probably part of the problem that's going on with so many of you guys out there, okay? Well, Heather, you say that you're in an open relationship and the guy says that he can't trust the one. Well, okay. But see, Heather. Okay, let me explain the problem, Heather. Okay, now I'm glad you're in over. I think that's great. You're in an open relationship, but Heather, here's the problem, Heather. The problem is that this is what we're talking about, soft males today. The problem is you're dealing with somebody who cannot handle your situation, so he's in his panties right now. So if you start a relationship with somebody like this, this is going to be a lot of insecurities, a lot of handcuffing, and a lot of guys helicoptering. See, the one thing a lot of you ladies miss out when you deal with surface-dwelling males is that they are going to be more clingy to you than a man that says, okay, I'll let you do your thing. See, if you're in an open relationship, Heather, and he knows your situation, he should just accept what's going on. But the fact that he's judging you, Heather, and you're new here, and let me explain this to all those that are watching. The judgments that people have, okay, the judgments that people have is the problem that a lot of people are facing. See, so many people, and again, I say this for my guys, I'm just saying to you, Heather, real quick. A man should not judge you for who you are. A man should not judge you for what you do. A man should not judge you in trying to fit into what he thinks you should be. And the problem is that a lot of guys are judging you, and that's the problem. So what I'm saying to you, Heather, if I was you, I would throw him back into the water and find a real man that understands your situation, respects your situation, and says to you, you know what? I know where I stand in the situation. I'm not going to mess up what you have, Heather. So if I was you, I would just have him kick rocks. But anyway, getting back to my guys here, lines are open, gentlemen, if you want to call in. We're here to talk about why women do not respect soft men. And also, we're going to be breaking down as far as soft men. We're going to show you a few things because game is deep over here. We got a lot of game. And we've got to have you understand, guys, that are listening to this show. You have to understand that if you are here to learn, we're here to show you the beauty of the game and how you can grow as a person. All right. Well, God dang. Another lady. Hey, dog, the ladies pop in. We got to take care of them, right? Ladies pop in. We got you. Ladies, hey, we welcome all the ladies here. Ladies, this is a safe place for you. We're here to teach men how to be men. We're not here to teach men how to walk over, disrespect, but just be men to you and show you the beauty and passion of a man. So, gentlemen, as I'm saying to you guys before, and that are listening to me that are here right now, I want to explain to you something that's very important that you have to understand. See, the reason why you cannot grow, and we're gonna get the answer to growth. I got you. And 561, I'll bring you in 1 second. 561, give me 1 second. The reason we don't do this is because your mindset determines how you feel about yourself. Your mindset of how you feel about yourself determines how you feel about others and how you feel about events and circumstances that are in your life. And unfortunately, because you're not in or rooted into your core, your beliefs or the lies that the man in your mind teaches you, he teaches you how to be influenced. And this is where the fear and worry and excuses and drama and blame, all these things play a part. But let me go ahead and bring in area code 561. In the 561, what's going on? How can I help you, big dog? What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Steve.
What All right, 1 second. Let me turn you up real quick. Hold on, wait. Before you ask the question, let me turn you up so everybody can hear you, sir. Okay. All right. There you go, 561. How can I help you, sir? What's your question?
All right, so what are the characteristics of a weak man versus a man with no game?
What are the characteristics of, he's asking, what are the characteristics of a weak man versus a man that has no game? They're kind of one and the same, sir. They're kind of one and the same. Because a guy that doesn't have game, okay, and a guy that is soft, they are one and the same. They don't have high standards. They do not take ownership, accountability for anything. They're always blaming. They're always in their feelings. They don't take risks. They sit around and they want to be coddled. They want to be rubbed. They don't lead by example. They don't influence anything or anybody out there. They do not act decisively. They do not get things done. They never focus on results. They only stay inside of their comfort zone because they never go outside of their comfort zone, sir. They sit around. They don't pay attention to things. They don't send clear messages, sir. They don't think critically, sir. They don't set any kind of direction, don't have any vision, don't have mission statements, legacy statements. I mean, I can go on and on, sir, but I'll stop right there. But does that make any sense, brother? I'm sorry.
Yes,
I can keep going on, but you see what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
So the problem is that women are going to recognize you being soft because they're always going to bite the gold. Okay, caller? Every time a woman meets you, because women are not stupid. A lot of guys think women are stupid. But every time a woman meets you, she's going to bite the gold to see what kind of man you are. And isn't what the woman sees you as. What you are is how you talk to yourself. And a soft male or a surface dweller, they are one and the same because there is no belief in oneself. They worship women. They see a beautiful woman. They're rolling fruit at her feet, and they're kissing and bowing to the woman. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay. All right. So is there any other questions that you have, my friend?
Well, yeah. Is there such thing as a man who's like all those qualities, leadership, but they just don't have their way with women?
Well, he's not a man. Okay, remember, I teach you guys there are two things. It's what you do and who you are, the I do and the I am.
Yeah.
See, a lot of men can be confident in the boardroom. A lot of men can let a lot of people out there, they can dole things out, they can manage people. But see, that doesn't make you a man. That's what you do. Because as soon as you take off your manager cap, as soon as you take off your manager cap, then you go home to your shell. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So a lot of guys, see, a lot of guys stand on what they do. A lot of guys stand on, well, my clothes make me a man because I look good or I lift weights. But if you're doing all these things for a woman, you automatically lose because your belief system is killing you. Your mindset is destroying you from within because you're not thinking with creativity. Remember I said, it's how you feel about yourself. It's how you feel when you're around other people. It's how you feel about events and circumstances. And most guys worry about the circumstance of rejection. They worry about not being good enough. They worry about trying to fit in or trying to fit out or trying to be what they think the woman wants them to be. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so it's a great question. But it's not a it's not knocking your question or knocking anybody to say that you're soft. It's just that softness is a choice. Because as I said before, when you were going to the egg, when mommy and daddy got together and you men were going to the egg, you had drive, determination, discipline, and you had one thought, one mind, one way. And that is my way. That is, my brothers and sisters are right beside me, and it is a great race to the egg. I didn't stop and look at sperm tube. I didn't stop and look at spermogram. I didn't stop and sit around and cry and complain. And there were things in your mother's body that was destroying your brothers and sisters. But you got to the egg because you had the most drive, the most determination. And then somewhere along the way, you lost it, if that makes any sense, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so it's not. Remember, it's a choice. It's not what's going on with you is not woven in, but what you have done is that you have rooted yourself to the false perception that you have of yourself. Because what you think of yourself is always going to influence how you move as a man. And why men are soft is because they don't believe in themselves. But remember, but where you're in is in what I call theater number one. Your vision of what you see is not actually your reality. It is just a reality based off of what you're telling yourself about yourself. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Is there any other question that you have?
Nah, you answered everything. You answered everything.
All right. Respect to you, man. We'll throw you back in. If you have another question, let me know. Okay, big dog?
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Respect to you. All right. Hold on. Heather has another question, I guess, about this guy. Let's see, Heather. Heather has another question. She says, that guy Heather, allow me to help you out here, Heather. Heather, you have got to make better choices of these creepy guys.
Hey, Heather, I don't trust you, Heather. How you doing, Heather? I need you to respond to me, Heather. What's going on, Heather? I'm going to come over, Heather, and dig in your place. I'm going to dig in your trash, Heather. You better leave those guys alone, Heather. I'm sorry. Heather,
you better leave them alone. Heather, you better charge them to the game, Heather. Get rid of them, Heather. Let them go. Heather, listen, Heather. If you're dealing with an individual that is upset because you haven't texted him, I'm telling you, Heather, insecure guy. And Heather. Not only insecure, Heather, we're talking 2.5 minutes. Heather, so Heather, you got to charge him to the game, baby girl. He ain't the one for you, girl. Let him go. How do I learn my bid, Greyhound? Get 30 seconds of coaching. We'll sit down and we will create your bid, sir. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're texting somebody, put a T in there. We got you. And if you want to text, got to call in, please call in. Y'all have the number 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. This the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session, and we are breaking down the game here, gentlemen. So let's get back into what we're saying, because I don't want to beat you guys down, but I'm trying to get you guys to understand why you are where you are because of how you're thinking, okay? Because I told you your mindset and how you think about yourself. And this is, listen, the woman is not to blame here. She is only acting off of you reacting. Men don't react. Men act. But because a lot of you guys are in reaction, because in your mind you feel like you're flawed. In your mind you feel like something is wrong. In your mind, you have a lot of thoughts that are going in your head right now, but you, a lot of you guys out here, okay, you're technically missing essential elements, and then that means that every decision that you make as a man is going to reshape everything that you do, because see, your mindset, because you're not one with yourself. What happens is everything that you say and everything that you do is going to trigger something in that woman. Remember, guys, I always tell you that the woman that you're meeting, she unfortunately has met you in elementary school, junior high school, and college, because you unfortunately are giving yourself labels to limit who you are as a man. And see, every expectation you have as a man and how you live your life as a man, gentlemen, are built on how you are or what you see in the mirror. Not in the window, gentlemen. Not in the window. It's how you see yourself in the mirror, okay? Because the problem with so many of you guys, unfortunately, is that your mindset is not lined up with your behavior. And if these two things are not lined up, then you're going to have a lot of problems. And if you're having a lot of problems, things are not going to move or work out the way you want them to. Because women want a man. But unfortunately, they are going to settle for a lot of you guys out here. And Heather's a case in point. When there's not a man around, a woman's just going to find a surface dweller and try to clean them up. And this is what they get. Because unfortunately, most of you guys not only hold yourself back, but you classify and you cultivate behaviors that you embody based off of what you see outside of yourself. Your rules are not built on who you are. Your beliefs are not actually the right beliefs that you're thinking, and you are convicted on stopping yourself from growing. See, your laws, rules, and codes, as far as your standard as a man, your core, okay? Your core, okay, should not ever be classified as certain beliefs, okay? Your core should support your beliefs. But what is happening is that you believe that you're not good enough. You believe that you're not the man for her, okay? And what I'm saying to a lot of you guys out there is that the reason why you believe what you believe is because you have a certain set of rules that you have created for yourself that unfortunately make sense to you. Listen to what I'm saying. Unfortunately makes sense to you. And that's why you're living by those things. See, you in your mind, you believe that you're not good. So what you have created is a thought process that I'm not good. And because you're not good, you are giving yourself every excuse in the book to why you're not good. And what you have believed is that everything that you are saying to yourself is actually making sense. So sometimes when I'm saying what I'm saying doesn't make sense, meaning that you can get women easily. Women are not as bad as you think they are. Women have not changed since like forever. But it is hard to see what I'm saying because the way your mindset is structured, it's structured in looking at the negative side of the coin. You're looking at all the bad things with the victim mentality, and these things are not going to help you out because these things that you see in yourself that you actually don't believe in yourself is actually and unfortunately your truth. That you see it as your truth, gentlemen, okay? And the problem is that you see it. Thank you. Hey, Joe, appreciate it, J-Dog. Appreciate it, Joey. The problem is for a lot of you guys out here, okay, is that when you come across a situation, gentlemen, meaning that you see a woman online or you see a woman walking down the street or you see a woman at a store or something like that, okay, your mind, remember I told you the gatekeeper, the one thing that you trust that you should never trust, he begins asking you, what decision do you want to make? What action do you want to take? Do you want to take the action of feeling silly? I mean, you want to take the action that will end in the result of you feeling silly? Or do you want to take the action that's going to end in the result that everybody's going to laugh at you or everybody's going to judge you? What do you want to do? Because that woman will never date a guy like you. I mean, come on, look at you, guy. You're too short. You don't have a good job. You don't have a nice car. I mean, what can you do for someone like that? Come on, I got a better idea. Here's your set of binoculars. Why don't we go ahead and birdwatch from over there where it's safe? Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We got your, see, what you don't guys don't understand is your mind is going to give you two options because you think that it actually cares for you. But again, option number one is going to do the action, but the result, he's already telling you, you're going to get rejected. You're going to feel like a fool or everybody's watching you and you don't want anybody to laugh at you. I mean, you remember back in 1876 when you talked to that girl back then when you got in your cart with your horse, hey, Jeffediah, what's going on? And she said, I'm going to the county fair with somebody else. You remember that happened to you? And because it happened back in 1876, oh man, it can't happen right now. That's how your mind is, okay? Vision asked a question. Let me get to this question right there. Vision asked the question. He asked the question. Let me pull it up. He asked the question, what is the difference between your core and your beliefs? Don't your beliefs make up a portion of who you are? No. Okay. Think of, as I've always told you, your core is very simple. Your core is that you know how to count from one to as far as you want to count, and you know your alphabets, all right? So if 1 through 10 is your core, 1 through 20 is your core, if numbers are your core, your beliefs are that you can add and subtract. You can multiply and divide. Your beliefs are not your core. Your core is the thing that says that this is what I am. I know how to count, but the beliefs are I know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Remember, the beliefs come on top of the core. See, the beliefs are not the core because the beliefs are as you go along in life, as you evolve. Your core is who you are rooted in. That is your, what we call your kingdom. That is your foundation. Remember I tell you like the three little pigs, right? So if your foundation is the fourth pig that makes statements, as I showed you, then you can build from that versus where you guys are doing right now. See, you're making your beliefs truth. and your beliefs are actually not your truth, because right now you're living a lie by telling yourself you're not good enough. And then what reinforces the beliefs are your feelings. How you feel about yourself. That's what's slowing you down. So okay, that's like saying you are your watch. Most of you guys would put your confidence in a watch, or your confidence in clothes, your confidence in your muscles, or your confidence in your car or your job. But the problem is, what you get is what you can also lose. And that's why we keep trying to tell you, one cannot take away the mind. One cannot take away the numbers or the alphabet, because that is woven into your core. And if we use your core as the alphabet, you know A through Z. But your beliefs are your phonics and putting words together to create words that put words into sentences, sentences into paragraphs, paragraphs into chapters, chapters into books. Those are beliefs, but that's not your core, because your belief is tied into lies right now. And that's why it's not, that's why the two cannot work together, big dog. Guys, if you want to call in, the lines are open. It's the Man Mindset. We are chopping it up. I am the Dean. Class is in session. And what we want you guys to do here, and we want all you guys to do out here, is that we want to welcome Matthew. Matthew, I want to say welcome with open arms, and we appreciate the kind words. You are absolutely right. No one is watching. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad that you have taken time out of your life to take time to have me in your mind to type up that letter. So I just want to say, hey, I'm not mad at you. This is, hey, guys, this is what we want. Guys, I want y'all to learn something. Don't be mad at this guy right here. Let me explain Matthew and how your mind works and how Matthew's mind is. See, Matthew has always been picked on in high school, junior high school, and elementary. Matthew has always got his lunch taken, his money taken, and he's been bullied by not only men, but women. And Matthew feels that, you know what, because I am a loser, you know what, I'm going to go on a place because I don't want to learn anything, and I want to tear down everybody that's watching, because I want to make myself feel better, okay? And see, when people like this come around and say this, you can always tell that they're not students of the game. You can always tell that they have trouble with women. But see, this is just a cry for help. That's all it is. It's a guy that's crying for help because he knows that he cannot get women. He knows that he will never get a woman. And he knows that his life is pretty miserable. So that's why we welcome him with open arms. We don't need to get mad at these guys. But I just want to show you, Matthew is like your mind, though. And I like to use him as a prime example. See, just like how Matthew is, Matthew wants to stop you from growing. Matthew wants to come in here and disrupt game. Matthew wants to come in here because he's not a student of it. He wants to be a disruptor, just like your mind. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see right there. See, this is why it's very important. Oh, wait a second. I got a question from, how do you start to change your relationship and certain beliefs? I got you. We're going to answer that question. We're going to answer that question, all you guys in, all you guys on TikTok. We'll answer that over here as well. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that you don't get mad at people like this. It shows that you're doing something right. Because if your mind is not trying to tell you what Matthew's trying to do to us right now, then something's going on. Because, see, the thing about a crab in a bucket, yes, you're right, Ruthless, they always want to drag other people down. You know what I mean? They always want to drag other people down. So, but we're going to continue. But I want to say thank you because, you know what, this ain't for everybody. This ain't for everybody, okay? And we appreciate all you guys that's listening. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class in session, ask your question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. But I'm going to continue because we're going to solve this, okay? We're going to solve this. But I want to take this time right now in this hour to kind of give you an idea of why things are not working, because whether you choose to move the way you want to move, okay, there is an insight and an unhitting mindset that you have for yourself that stops you from doing everything. It's the thing that it's what the chains are that hold you back, that makes you procrastinate, that makes you make excuses. Because the question, remember, do you want, and sometimes your mind will also say to you guys out there, okay, sometimes out there, your mind wants to relieve you of stress, of feeling silly, of even judging yourself. And sometimes when you see that woman that you want to talk to, your mind then kicks in and says, listen, you know what? You don't need to talk to her right now. Let's wait till tomorrow, or you'll see her tomorrow, or maybe you'll see her another time, but there's no reason to stress yourself out. Because it asks you, well, if we do this, what do you think is going to happen? And then if you do this and she's interested in you, what are you going to do next? And what your mind does is it forces you to keep putting things off until tomorrow, until you have trained yourself to say, forget it, I got till tomorrow. Now, remember, we're 6 months and 15 days in the new year. And all of you guys are, most of you guys are right here. Because every decision that you are making is a decision that's self-sabotaging you from growing who you are. And this is why you say I'm not good enough. And this is why the Matthews of the world come in and say, ha, 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 you ain't got a lot of people watching. This is why guys say I'm a failure. This is why guys say I'm not good enough, or I'm not capable of doing anything. Or a lot of guys say, well, I'll risk it, or I'll try it this one time. And if it doesn't work this one time, I'm going to give up on it. And the more you begin to say these things to yourself, gentlemen, the more you begin to believe these things and everything, what happens is you begin become influenced by this. Your perception, your reality, your interpretations. See, most of y'all always think this is all about the woman. This game has nothing to do with the woman. It has everything about the short-term pressures that you put on yourself and the long-term pains that you put on yourself, that you put on yourself. Women don't put this on you. You put this on yourself. Because it creates a domino effect of a weak foundation that forces you to start to generalize. Now, this is very important because this is where the red pill stuff starts to connect. See, when your mind has you living in generalizations about women, about dating, and about self, what happens is you will believe certain things, and your mindset will be you will believe X and you will not believe Y. You will believe X because you have so many specific assumptions about whatever X is. And you will look at somebody telling you about fake scientific facts about the letter X. You will have people making you scared because of the letter X. You have people to give you generalizations that all women are bad. You see what I'm saying? Like they always used to tell for some of you guys that have come from that other side of the street and actually really want to learn how to be a man, where you were from was because you generalized women by how you felt about yourself. These women, you started judging women by judging yourself, by saying to yourself that I'm going to believe X, but I'm not going to believe Y. X is I'm going to believe theater number one. Y is I don't believe that I can ever leave theater one. X is I'm going to be the prisoner and the warden of my world. Y says that I can be the governor of my world. See how that works, guys? And see, when you sit around and you have X and you're always assuming and you're always looking at the, well, life is bad, life is unfair, and like there's a cloud over your head that's slowing you down and holding you back, you are going to gravitate towards, or excuse me, I'm sorry, I was wrong. You're not going to gravitate towards your assumptions, your perception, your reality, and your mind are going to look for other men that you feel safe with. See, your mind has a way of sabotaging you. And as I told you guys, shout out, what's up, Justin? As I told you guys before, what's up, J-Dog? Jessica, what's going on? As I told you guys before, I've always said to you guys out there that you know how you feel when you get around a woman you're really interested in, but you are too shy, too nervous, too scared, too fearful, or don't have a confidence. You know how that feeling feels, and you know how your mind sabotages you by saying you're not good enough. But when you step into the world of generalizing everything, your mind then pushes you towards those that do the same thing you do, because that's part of the self-sabotage. See, he doesn't want you to actually work on yourself. He wants you to connect with other individuals, and a man does not connect with other men. A man only connects with himself, but your mind doesn't want you to know that. And what happens is you begin to assume things, and you begin to take on pills and plates and saucers and whatever they tell you. Go your own way. Be on your purpose. Be high value. Work on your clothes, money, cars, and status, and all this stuff that they're saying to you, unfortunately. But what I'm saying to you, I'm telling you why. Because you accept what they're saying as truth. It's not the truth. It is not your truth. It is the truth that you have cultivated in your mind. That's how deep we're getting today. And when you believe that truth, you don't even question that things can be different, because in your mind, you're locked in to a reality and a world that is actually not your world and actually not your reality. And then when you hear somebody tell you that the reality that you see is actually not the reality that you should be in, then you feel that you must take a defensive position. Because think about this. In this reality, there is no pain. There is no fear of rejection. There is no, I'm not good enough. You don't have to take risks, and you don't have to get knocked down. There's no having to worry about feeling bad when she turns you down. You are worry-free, which goes back to the third pig in the story. You begin to build a wall around you of mental safety. You feel that you are safe. And your mind is saying, see, this is a safe, 818, I'll bring you in 1 second. This is a safe space that you can be in. All right, let me bring in area code 818 real quick. 818, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, well, Steven, how you doing? Mr. Dean?
How can I help
Steve?
You, sir? How can
Steve,
I help you, sir?
I'm
making it for you. All right, just next time when you call, please be a man and answer your question. You asked me 3 times. Call back and come on, I don't got time. We don't play over here. Anyway. Is there such a thing as an anti-seductive? Wait a second. Wait, what did you ask me? Right on? Esther's asked me this question. He asked me, let me read what you're saying. You're saying, is there such a thing as an anti-seductive woman? No. Let me explain something to you. Okay. And I'm going to show you something. But wait a second. Let me bring in 818 one last time. 818, hold on, guys. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to answer your question 1 second. 818, where's your question, sir? I don't have much time. What's your question, sir? What's up? What's your question?
Do you think that street gang cold approaching is effective in the world that we're living in right now?
There's no such thing as what is a cold approach? Men are not PUAs. I think you're in the wrong room, buddy. There's no such thing as a cold approach, buddy.
I want to get my numbers up, Steve. I want to get my numbers up. I want to make.
All right, take care. Goodbye. Goodbye. You're in the wrong place. If you're talking about cold approaching, you're in the wrong place. So goodbye. Anyway, I want to show you something, okay? I'm going to answer your question, but I want to show you something. Because the problem is, and it's not actually a problem, a lot of women out there are really anti because the lack of men that are out there. Remember, okay, I want you to think about a woman, as I showed you. I don't have my, do I have my Mickey Mouse? Oh, wait, I do. I have Mickey. Hey, guys, this is my Mickey Mouse. Don't lie. This is my Mickey Mouse. Y'all know my Mickey Mouse. Don't laugh at me. This is my Mickey Mouse. Just showing those on TikTok, my Mickey Mouse. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that you don't understand is that when a woman has her dreams of a fairy tale when she's young, okay, and then grows up to want more out of a man, it is a great disappointment in a woman when she's dealing with somebody that is lackadaisical. He doesn't know how to talk to her. He doesn't know how to guide her. He doesn't know how to be a leader. He doesn't know how to be assertive. He doesn't got, hey, Renee, look, he's not creepy, Red. Stop laughing at my Mickey. But what I'm saying to you is that what happened is a lot of women, because the choice of men out there makes them depressed. And this is not me trying to defend women. I'm just telling you, there's a huge depression out there because they don't want to lead you. They want to be led. They want a man to show them things, okay? And, Carl, I'll get your question in a second. But I want to show you guys something. Y'all going to miss this in a second. TikTok, y'all will miss it. But we'll have that fixed next time with you guys. But there was a video of a woman talking about she doesn't want a man anymore. She doesn't want to date anymore. She doesn't want to be with people anymore because a lot of women – are not necessarily anti-seductive, as you say. It's just they stop believing. They stop. They have given up on actually meeting a man. Every guy is the same cookie cutter. The only difference is his size, his race, and his political affiliation. But they're all the same, or religion as well. And all they're doing is trying to either Frankenstein a man in their mind where they have a bunch of guys that and they're Frankenstein and that person together, or they get with somebody and they just, you know, this is what it's going to be. I'm never going to, it's not that she wants the fairy tale. She just wants somebody that is just a man, big guy. You know what I mean? So, I'll show you this clip real quick. I'll grab this real quick. I won't play it all, but I'll show you a little bit of it, and we'll break a little bit down because we got to break some more stuff down. But let me share this with you. And this is an actual, this is what women are. They just don't feel that they should do things. So we're going to show you this real quick. My TikTok guys, give me a second. We'll talk, but I got to show them this live. And let me show y'all this. Check this out. Peek this out.
It's probably reason number 500,000 of why I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. And I'm fine with that. I don't want to do anything for you. I don't want to cook for you. I don't want to clean for you. I don't want to be your secretary.
Okay. She says, I don't want to do anything for a man. I don't want to cook for you. I don't want to clean for you. I don't want to be your secretary. But let's look at what she's saying here. A lot of women, okay, I'm going to tell you the options that women have. I'm going to tell you the options women have. Option one is to believe a guy that's actually lying to her and going to tell her that, you know what, I want a relationship only to get sex and then leave her. That's option one. Option two is the guy that pretends to be her friend. Hey, we're the best of friends, and you know what? I got your back. Oh, you know what? I'm your friend only to try to get it from her, and if he ain't getting her, he's gone. Option number three is to find a guy that, okay, he's a little slightly awkward, but he's like a library. He's not bad. He's just safe. Listen to what I'm saying. He's not bad. He's just safe.
He's just somebody that just does everything safely. He, again, this is the guy, man, it's a guy that has probably a nice job, nice car, all these things. It's like, again, I keep telling you, it's like sex life. He's a good guy, but he doesn't have an edge to him. He's just a good guy. But you got to remember what I showed you about my Mickey Mouse that y'all are laughing at. You got to remember, women wanted good guys when they were young. They don't actually want a good guy, because I'm telling you, because a lot of ladies be like, Steve, I want a good guy. Let's stop lying, ladies, because you have a choice right now to be with a good guy, and you know you don't want him because he's too good. Sometimes you want a man to tell you what to do, and he's always asking for permission. He's saying, is it okay? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's just that this is what women have. These are the options. But then you've got a new fourth option of the woman hater. There are people out there that are teaching these young men to hate women, that to hate them for them sleeping with other people, to hate them for doing what they want to do, to even hate them for even having kids. And sometimes, again, every single mother is not equal. Vanessa Bryant, come on. So that kills the thing right there. Every woman has their own things. Yes, sometimes women do make bad choices in men. That is true. But what I'm saying is, G is asking, what about the Mickey Mouse? Well, Mickey Mouse, we'll talk about Mickey later. But I got to talk about something else. But what I'm saying is, if you listen to the woman, and we'll play her real quick, okay? We'll play her real quick so y'all can listen to this. I want to show y'all again, and listen, guys, I'm just being honest. She's scraping the bottom of the barrel, and all she's getting is a lackluster feminine male that cries, that is more emotional, that's in his feelings, that gets jealous, he handcuffs, he's insecure, helicopters, and then that's one side. And then the other side is the guy that's stocky, creepy, weird, and abusive. Take all those things, and you take all these things, you add those things up, and this is the choices that women actually have. And because of those choices that they have, 916, I'll bring you in 1 second. And because they have those choices, this is what you get. Let me play a little bit more. Listen to this. If I pull it up right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't pulled it up right. I'm sorry. Here we go. Got y'all guys on the cut. Give me some. Let me play this. Here we go. Listen, guys.
Set your appointments and chase you around and make you go because of your health. I don't want to pick up your socks for you. I don't want to be one of those people who comes on TikToks and makes funny videos about how you can't do anything for yourself and men do the darndest things. So
this is what would be called an anti-seductive woman, because unfortunately a lot of women give up. Guys, we'll bring over the lines in 1 second. A lot of women give up. Okay, so but let me go ahead and grab some of these calls real quick. We'll continue because I've got the answer. We're going to give you all the answer, and we will be breaking down the answer. Okay, guys. Area code 916-954, then 210. 956-916, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 916 going once. 916 going twice. He hung up. Area code 954. Can I help you, sir? What's up? 954 going once. 954 going twice. They hung up. Okay. So a lot of guys, again, scared, but that's the problem with what's going on with a lot of guys. They just get nervous and stuff like that. It's okay. Anyway, shout out to the 107 likes. We appreciate you guys out there. But so what I'm saying to you guys out there is that, to answer your question, yeah, they are like that, but where does it come from? It actually comes from an individual that does not trust himself. And when that individual starts to hang around other men, okay, or excuse me, males, he then starts to cultivate a mindset. There used to be a cartoon called, when I was young, I forgot the name of the cartoon because these things, this cartoon was when I was young, and I'm going to post a picture of it because I still have it. Let me show y'all what I was talking about. When I was young, it was, let me see if I can find the picture. That's not the picture. Hold on a second, guys. Let me find the picture for you guys.
let me find a picture for you guys. I still have it. It's been a while since I showed you this picture, but there was a picture. It was a cartoon, and I don't even think this is before the internet, which was kind of like telling you guys what was going on. I got it right here. So it's about a lion that was raised by sheep. And that lion started to take on the mannerisms of the sheep to a point where he became soft until he learned his roar. I think it was, his name is the Sheepish Lion or something like that. But what happened was that this was about a lion that got raised by sheep on the mannerisms of the sheep until a wolf started to roll up and his instincts kicked in. But your instincts can't kick in, man. You're not a cartoon. Your instincts, Lambert the Sheepish Lion. That's it for your answer. His name, look it up, Lambert the Sheepish Lion. I don't know. Hey, Freelance, can you give us the date when that came out? Because I know that came out before the internet dropped. I know that came out before the internet dropped, okay? All right? I know that dropped. So just Freelance, can you pull up the date on Lambert the Sheepish Lion, and you'll see when it came out. Let me know what year that came out, because I know it came out before the internet. So it came out. Look at that. Look at that, gentlemen. I keep telling you that you guys think that being soft was like is something new because YouTube came up. You guys are telling me that Lambert the Sheepish Lion came out, what, I got 1932, 1952, 1953. So listen to what I'm saying to you guys. This has been going on for a long time. And they have always tried to show you that you have got to learn how to be a man, even through the cartoon. And this was, if it was right, either 32 or 1952 or 1953. This is way before the internet. This is before those red pills and all that goofy stuff that y'all are being bombarded with right now. 1952, I guess, 1952. This was a cartoon about a lion hanging out with sheep. So they were warning the young boys even back then, do not hang out with soft people. Stay away from soft people, because soft people will make you soft. And the lion thought it was a sheep because that was the general mindset that he had that a lot of you individuals have. Oh, wait a second. See, I know there's a question. See, I got you, dog. My bad. I know you had a question, Carl. Carl asked a question. When I send two conservative text messages, all right, then, Carl, listen, please, man, please don't waste our time with this cupcake stuff. Please don't waste your time with this cupcake stuff. We already told you don't double text the woman, starting it off with double texting. I'm going to move on, dog. Come on, man. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that see the red pills and all that stuff on the other side, they don't want you to know this truth. They want you to stay one basic weak thought because they have ingrained in you that there is no other option out there for you. You will never find happiness. You'll never find the woman that you want. Every woman out there is out to get you and out to do something or whatever the boogeyman under the bed story that they try to teach you. And you are unaware that the assumptions that you have are just chosen based on your perception and your reality. Your reality is that there are no good women out there. Your reality is that women are for the streets and women aren't no good and women do this and women do that. But never do you ever talk about you that way. Never do you say you're good enough, because you don't say that anymore. Because in the bubble or the prison or the third pig that you're in by putting the bricks around you, you are protecting yourself from your truth. And we need to break more of that because we got a lot to talk about. Let me grab this question right here. The question is, Steve, I treat almost everyone with respect and always maintain a certain calm and composure. And if someone crosses the line, I call them out. Does this mean I'm a good guy because this is how I am? No, no. All right, G, here's the problem, brother. Here's the problem. If you hold on. If you question yourself, then you're the problem. I keep telling you guys, now listen to me. I don't want you to be a good guy. I don't want you to be the hero. I'm trying to show you how to be the villain in the story so you can win in every book that you go into. And what I'm saying to you is that, listen, if you're questioning what you do, then there's a problem. Who questions the king but the king? Whatever you say, you should be standing on. You should not question if you're a good guy or a bad guy. You're not a bad guy to stand up to your mother by telling her, Mom, you're not allowed to come over here. Mom, you're not allowed to smoke. Mom, you're not allowed to come unannounced. Mom, you're not allowed to threaten your love. Mom, you're not allowed to treat me any way. You're allowed to say dad, all those things to your dad. You're allowed to question your pastor if you want to. You're allowed to question the world if you want to. That doesn't make you a bad guy. It makes you a villain. It makes you a villain. Because who do you think you are to think for yourself? You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're not allowed to have a thought as a man. You must get back to what the media is telling you you should do, what advertisers are telling you what to do, what your loser friends are telling you what to do, what your parents are telling you what to do, what the church is telling you what to do. You've got to get back in line and be a good soldier. How dare you break free? How dare you think for yourself? Because you can sit out here and think for yourself, but we will turn our backs on you, and you'll be by yourself. You'll be alone, and I know you don't want to be lonely because I know you know that we're going to judge you, and we're going to laugh at you, and we're going to ridicule you until you decide to put the chains back on your arms, to put the chains back on your mind, and crawl your behind back in line so we can indoctrinate you what we think a man should be. And that's the problem, my brother, that we're telling you, all you guys listening to me. You don't have to be soft. And you don't have to even treat women bad to be a man. And that's what we're showing you about game. Gentlemen, let me ask y'all a question. If you guys out here had $1 zillion, all the money in the world, and you can go somewhere and clean out a certain area in this, on this planet, and begin to build a building and a skyscraper with your name at the top of the building, I got a question for all you guys out here. Would that building say to the individual that sees it or walks through those doors, gentlemen? I want y'all to think about that for a second. What would they see if they sat in a room across from you, the person that owns that building? What would they see? And what would they say about you? See, in order, gentlemen, to begin the process of breaking the chains, in order to become free, because nobody wants you to be free, everybody wants you to confide to what they want to be, and that's what's different over here, because I'm here to show you and all you to think for yourselves. to think for yourselves. So if you were thinking for yourselves, what would you say about yourselves? What would be the statement that you want every individual to see about you? Being concise. But that statement has to be your behaviors. Statement has to be your actions. And who you say that person is, it's got to describe how you want to live your life, not your parents' lives, not your pastor's life, not the marketer's lives, not the YouTuber's lives, and not even my life, your life. What would that statement say about you? What would it say about you? How, let me get this question right here. Got a question right here. Let's pull the question up. Question is, I'm sorry, let me pull the question up. Who did you endow you with so much incredible information? Was it Papa Williams or was it, well, no, it was my mentor, Game. I'm learning Game. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But I'm showing you that you can grow yourselves. You can grow yourselves. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that you must, if you have this building and this great building, and the beautiful thing about this building, it's the tallest building in the world. It's so tall, it goes past the lining of the earth atmosphere itself. You have the tallest building in the world. What would that building have to say about all those that see that building? And whatever that building is that you have to align yourself with it, these will be what they see as your passions, your ideas, your beliefs, your core values, your principles, your mission statement, legacy statement, and everything you are. What would you want to say? What would you want it to say? What is the reason for your existence? Can you provide direction and show the woman purpose and show the woman that if you can trust me and follow me, your world and your life is going to be much better? Think about what I'm saying. What part of you that you can share the thoughts that you have because you memorize everything like you do your numbers? You will be able to inspire women around you because you are inspirational. You are concise in everything you say and everything you do. You are realistic. And every movement that you make, you're doing the fourth pig. Remember the fourth pig, guys. We're not talking about the three pigs. We're talking about the fourth pig that is clear and concise and make statements. That those statements that you make for yourself, gentlemen, are aligned in your core of who you are. And you'll never move from who you are. You will lose women. You will lose friendships. You will lose family members. You will lose everything. But the one thing you won't lose is that man in the mirror. You will discover things about yourself. You will create through the discoveries. And everything that you craft, everything that you say, and every way you move will be reflective of not your clothes, not your cars, not your watches, but your name. Because your name is everything. And you just don't realize it. JS World, let me get to this real quick. JS World asked the question. I want to have something to work on and chase every day, but I haven't found that thing other than fitness. I'm basically saying I'm pretty lost right now. Can I find my thing? Well, wait. No. I don't want you to find a thing, and I don't want you to find a purpose. I don't want you to do any of that. I want you to find you. I want you to find you. You've got to begin to stop walking in the direction you're in. Stop right now. Draw a line in the sand and turn around and go towards the thunderclouds, the lightning, the crocodiles in the damn pond, and the sharks, and the fire and the brims. That's where you got to go through. Because once you get through that, it is paradise, my friend. You don't know. No. Let me tell you, Roy. You don't need cash. Your mind doesn't need cash. Your mind doesn't. When does your mind need cash? Your mind doesn't need cash. It's the lies that you live needs the cash, because you don't believe in yourself. Now, being responsible, you need cash because you got to pay your bills. But the mind does not need cash. The mind does not need clothes. The mind does not need cars. The mind does not need fake words, phrases, and all that other stuff that everybody has been giving you. You know what the mind needs? The mind needs you to direct it on how it should be directing you. This is how deep game is, gentlemen. Because who you are is not written in a second or a day. You must compile what you are to yourself and have an introspection of what you are to yourself to be able to understand why you are here. You are not here to please your parents. I said love them. But you're not here to please them if it goes against who you are. You are not here to please your pastor if it goes against who you are. You are not to please women or your friends if it goes against who you are. But you cannot do this because you don't even know who you are. Because you don't believe in who you are. When is the last time, thank you 130 likes, when is the last time you looked in the mirror and said, what do I want to do other than sleep with women? When is the last time did you say, what do I want to achieve for myself other than the job that I should be getting because that's responsibility? What do I want to achieve for my mind? What do I want to be for me? What kind of life do I want to live for me? So when I sit on my throne and I look out at the world around me, I'm sitting on the highest throne there is, and all I can do is look down at everybody. And I'm not saying looking down as a mean or racist thing. I'm saying looking down because you're on such a high plane, because that's all you can be as a man, your own high plane, your cloud. Next question. Got a question right here. JS is asking the question, so how do I find myself going through all the hard times? Well, as I said before, Jay, I don't know if you actually want to find yourself, Jay, but I can tell you a secret, Jay. I can give you the first start, but Jay, a lot of guys are not going to do it because a lot of guys just don't understand. And Jay, that is get in your car when this show is over or do it tomorrow. Go to a dollar store, go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set. I don't care what it says, just 100 pieces. You don't need any more. Drive back home, Jay. Dump all the pieces on the table, Jay. Rip the puzzle box up, Jay, and take your time and start to put those pieces of the puzzle together yourself. And if you don't want to do it, then you don't want that question answered. Because over here, we're going to give you solutions that you can do right now to begin a process. But That's up to you. I cannot force this on you, okay? I cannot force you to do this. You must want to do it for yourself, my brother, okay? You must want to do it for yourself, all right? And it's important that you've got to see it. I can't help you. I can only lead and I can only guide you, but you have to have the ultimate choice of what it is you want to be for yourself. I can only give you and guide you. But I'm telling you, AJC, but if you ask me, what is it for? What is it going to do for me? And why is it going to do it? And what does it mean? And what's the meaning behind it? Don't get them. Don't get them. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. You either going to get them or you're not. That's it. Let me continue, gentlemen. Let me continue. Guys, I want to call Instant Man Mindset. Y'all got questions, go ahead, pop it in. We got y'all covered. We got y'all covered. But what we're trying to do here is to get you to build the right place for yourself. A place where it has not you being on your purpose, but there is a purpose of why you are here and why you exist. Gentlemen, all of you have just, you're the only one. I'm the only YouTuber telling you this. There's nobody ever telling you this. Actually an alien here. You are the only one of your kind. You're not like everybody else. But what is the importance of who you are? What is the philosophy of your name that truly supersedes the idea of what your friends or women think of you? What is that for you? And this is something that you must see for yourself. Closing your eyes and seeing it is not going to make it happen. It describes you. And where are you going? And why are you going there? But see, you can't do this when everything you want to do is about smashing a woman, about sleeping with a woman. It's never going to work because you are not really working for yourself or trying to do anything for yourself. Because as a 9-year-old kid, I'm going to do the math because I'm 50 now, so 41 years ago, 41.5 years because I'll be 51 in August. So 41.5 because we are in the second half, so 41.5 years. I had to learn that I've been always telling you guys that you have to create your, rappers have their posses or their, I guess they're not posses. I guess posses are so 80s. I'm sorry. Right. It's not posses. Guys, what do y'all call it now? What do y'all kids call rappers? Entourage. Is the entourage? Entourage was in the 90s with the TV show on HBO or the late 2000s. So what is a rapper? What do they call them now? It's not posse. It's not entourage. It's not you. But what do they call that? I know freelancers, posse. Oh, it's cool. I feel so stupid saying this shit. It's not posse. It's not. What do they call your clique? Okay, your clique or your mobbing? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what they have them. Well, no, I understand they're cheerleaders, but no, what I'm saying is that even actresses, actors, and things like that, they have people around them. Okay, crew, gang, okay. I know, hey, Mr. Watson, I'm sorry, man. I'm old, man. I don't remember that shit. I'm old. But anyway, what I'm saying is that nobody has ever told you what I am telling you. You have got to build your advisory team. Now, I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. You must have mental counsel. Listen to what I'm saying. You've got to have checks and balances for how you move. You've got to have something in your mind to debate, make decisions, and challenge some of the things that you do, or you're not going to get this down. I'm telling you, nobody's going to tell you this because nobody wants you to win. Your council that you select, should each, every person have a different thought, a different mindset, or a different personality of who you are? Because the decision-making process that you have to go through has nothing to do with women. Checks and balances, gentlemen. Because all the decision processes that you have for yourself are only built on the laws, rules, codes, and principles that you live by. And sometimes the boat might sway to the right, and sometimes the boat or the wind might sway that boat to the left. But that's why they have someone steering it to bring balance back to it. Sometimes your boat may go somewhere, okay? Let me get to G's question. G asked a question here. He asked, okay, well, G, this is not for you, G. G, this is, you're in the wrong place. You can stay here, G, but you're not, this ain't for you, G. G, this is a man, this is a man's space, okay? And I'll keep, you can stay here and listen, but I'm just saying that. And I appreciate what you're saying, but G, allow me, I think if I can, G, let me show you your cult leader just real quick, because I'm not going to get too much into this, but I just want to show you your cult leader, and I'm going to show you why this ain't for you, because if you're doing that weird thing called NoFap, allow me to show me, let me show you your cult leader and show you why you are aimlessly following a cult that is systematically hurting you and harming you. Let me show you your leader. Allow me to show me your leader. Let me show you the coolest guy that is your leader. Let me show you your leader. Hold on a second. Let me show you the guy that created it. Here we go. Here we go. Let me make it aside. Let me blow it up for everybody. I'm going to show y'all guys on TikTok too. All the TikTok people, let me show you. TikTok, I'll show TikTok first. This is his leader. Oh, I'm sorry, right there. This is the guy that he's following. All right, G, this is the guy you're following. G, this is the guy you're following. G, I'm going to say it again. Don't fight it. Then why you're a loser. And I'm saying this with love. This is your leader right here. This is why you will never be a man, because this cupcake right here that I'm showing you guys, this cupcake created what you're doing right now. No, it doesn't. Wait a second. Stop. Let me show y'all something. JS, you too. You are a loser too. All you losers come from these loser lands, because all y'all want to do is fight the truth. This is why you're a loser. Accept it. This is who you follow. This is who you follow. Semen retention, no flap. You say this is your leader. Don't get mad. Just accept that this is who you follow, and this is why you will never be a man. Because you are so gullible, naive, and disillusioned, you had some YouTuber tell you not to do something, and you're running by him. Yeah, JS, you too. Yeah. You haven't even done your homework on this cupcake. So you've already lost, buddy. Stay in. I don't know if this is for you. Because men don't talk like that. Like sheepish lions. Like feminine sheepish lions. Yes, Raleigh, this is his king. This is his warrior. This is his God. and he doesn't even realize it. And his mind is laughing at him right now, saying, Steve, don't tell him this truth. He ain't supposed to know it. He's not supposed to know it. But let me continue. Not even going to waste my breath on that weakness. I'm going to continue. Anyway, as I was saying to you other ones, see, what's important is for you guys out here is that this is why I always tell you guys out here the importance of looking into the fire and the importance of being able to have a counsel, to be able to talk to yourself, to be able to understand yourself, okay? Okay? To know what it is, to maintain who you are, and to not be gullible enough to follow a false prophet, because a lot of you guys are following false prophets that are doing more harm to you, and it's because your mindset is doing that for you, okay? All right? And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that, I say this to everybody, if you want to believe in that cupcake stuff, this is the wrong room. This is a man room for it. This is man room. This is a man place. And men do not talk in terms of feminine behavior, of feminine behavior. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, you must have counsel, and that's what's important in the game. Because, see, your counsel or your team that you create, your scribe, your warrior, all these things, culinary school, all these things that you create, gentlemen, they are things that teach you to be grounded in yourself and to guide yourself in yourself, gentlemen. And as you begin to learn who you are and begin to guide yourself on your principles, you will begin to be able to have the balance and structure that you need. Because sometimes the wind is going to blow you another way. And sometimes the wind's going to blow you a left way. And if it blows you, you've got to have balance, gentlemen. And most of you guys don't do that. You don't strategize and you don't move as men. You don't do that. You don't have a department to lead you the way that you should lead yourself. And this is what the problem is of the soft male, of the soft guy. Because it is that individual that doesn't understand the depth of who he actually is. He doesn't understand depth and range of what he should be. And he is not rooting himself in the game of what he should be. Because his mindset is of somebody telling him who he should be versus showing him what he could be. Remember, I'm saying that. And this, again, you can see why so many women are just miserable. They've got to deal with males that run on YouTube to complain about women. To walk over women, complain, to hate. And it is sometimes getting to a point where these hate groups and these guys are just hurting and harming women. Putting their hands on a woman. Because there's no structure or foundation in these young men. And that's where the feminine comes in, because there's no structure in these boys. There's no value. There's no strong belief in yourself where you say that just because everybody's going to the right doesn't mean I've got to follow them. And if I decide to go to the left and they judge me, it is none of my business. But so many guys out there don't want to be alone. Because in their mind, being alone means that you're actually a loser. And being alone means that you're judged and people don't like you. And, oh, my God, the world is falling and all this other stuff.
But as a man lives on the construct of what he is to himself. I am my perception. I am my thoughts. I am all these things, but to me, my traits, my characteristics, they don't represent nobody but me. Because I can only talk to me and I can only control me. And I can only understand the roles that must be moving in order to work. If you think about what's going on, and I'll get my little piece of paper and grab this, and I'll flip it the other way this time. I'll make sure I show everybody on TikTok, but show y'all now. If this is you, you are made up of certain me's. All these things that right here are the things that make you what you are. The roles, everybody has a role to play. Example, and I told a client today this, and I'll tell you guys this. See, an example would be you need your heart, you need your lungs, you need certain things in your body for it to function properly. But you don't need clothes for your heart to function. You don't need shoes. Those are things that are added on to something that's more important. And so what I'm saying to you guys out here, that the connections that you have internally actually make up who the fuck you, oh, excuse me, who you are. It's about to cuss. Who you are. It's about to cuss. They're about to make up who you are, how you think about yourself, how you move. All your abilities or lack thereof. And this is why you can always tell somebody who doesn't have game. Because the individual comes in, which is okay, confused or angry or bitter or wants to challenge things because he's not woven into his core. Okay? And because his identity of who he is to himself is living in a false reality and a false perception, then he is stuck in his ways and chooses not to grow. Now, if I could give you guys an example, we can look at Daniel's son from Karate Kid. Daniel's son was told to wash those. Miyagi said, here's the towel. Now, Daniel was getting, for you guys don't know, because I'm a nerdy geek, whatever, to explain Karate Kid to y'all who have never watched it, it's about this kid that goes into this town, and he's bullied by a bunch of kids, okay? He's being bullied all the time. And these kids are part of a karate school, okay? So Daniel tries to stick up for himself, but then one day, Daniel plays a trick on these guys and gets chased down and gets beat up a little bit. Then out of nowhere, this Asian dude comes in and beats everybody up. And Daniel's like, oh my God, I want to learn that. I want to learn that. Right? I want to learn that. So Mr. Miyagi, that was his name, said, okay, I'm going to teach you karate. And Daniel said, you know what? Cool. I want to learn karate. And Miyagi just gave him two towels. He said, you what? I want you to go back in that backyard. And what I want you to do is I want you to wash every vehicle in the backyard. And then what I want you to do with your right hand is I want you to get some wax and I want you to put wax on. I want you to wax every car with your right hand. And then with your left hand, I want you to wax it off. That's all I want you to do. Now, Daniel, like most of you surface dwellers, when it comes to game and the puzzles and all this other stuff, you're like, all right, I guess I'll do it. Daniel's sitting around waxing on and waxing off, and he's like, what the F am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
Man, this ain't karate. Because my mind said, this ain't karate. So you know what? I'm going to challenge the guy that actually knows karate, because that's not karate. Miss Miyagi, can I talk to you for a second? Bruh, let me holler at you for a second, Miss Miyagi. What is wrong, Daniel, son? Dude, you got me back here. I don't understand, Miss Miyagi. I thought you were going to teach me karate. And all I'm doing is I'm in the backyard washing, wiping down, waxing, and waxing off your cars. And you want to know why most of you are like Daniel? Because like I've always said, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, and then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And because your false perception and your false reality, because you don't believe in yourself, you have conjured up what karate should be and not is. Hold on, we're getting deep. You conjure up the world of should be, the I do, versus the is, the I am. I don't think y'all heard me. You conjure up what you think game is. Why should I wax those cars? Why should I do those puzzles? How is the waxing the car going to help me? How is a 100-piece puzzle set going to help me? I'm not doing that. That's silly. How is waxing the cars going to show me karate? How are puzzle pieces going to actually show? Man, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do, because he's wrong. He doesn't know karate. I got it all wrong. Because Miyagi, yo, what's up, man? Karate should be kicks and punches, man. Where are the kicks? Where are the punches? And all Miyagi or Jackie Chan's character did in the later one was Miyagi just threw a punch at Daniel. And unknowingly, Daniel blocked the punch. And he was like, what the fuck? And then Miyagi threw another punch, and then Daniel went this way. He's like, how did I do that? And Miyagi just walks off. Because you don't know. See, a student of the game, gentlemen, does not question game or what Daniel did with karate. Because the level of your thinking is so weak and so low, you can't even look above your own self, because you're always below. But the problem is that you want it fast. And guys, I'm not going to give you any sob stories of when I was a little kid. I used to use both shoes, had to walk up both ways up the mountain. But I'm just going to tell you what is. Right now, back in 1983, hold on, let me show y'all. Wait, let me show y'all something. Hold on, let me see if I can. Let me see if I can show y'all something. I gotta break it down to pull it up, but hold on a second. All right, 2 seconds. Let me show y'all. I want to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something, man. Hold on a second. Where is it at? Let me see if I can show y'all something. Give me a second. Let me see if I can show y'all something. Let me sort it by the oldest. Shh.
I don't even know where I put that joint at. I'm trying to see where I put it at. Hold on, guys. Give me some. I'm trying to find some. I want to send something to y'all. I want y'all to see. So, here it is. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. Let me download that shit. Allow me to download it. Let me download it. Let me download it. Give me a second. I'm going to download it and save it. So I'll talk to y'all. Let me show y'all something. I want to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. I didn't have money when I was young. Okay. I didn't have money at all. I was so broke that I couldn't even afford a regular football helmet. I had to wear a Dallas Cowboy helmet because I couldn't even afford the football helmets. And I had to wear black cleats because those were the only ones that my parents could afford. And I'm not saying this as this is not for me to tell you sob stories. It's for me to share something with you. Wait, if I can find, give me a second. I want to show y'all something. I didn't have much. You know what I mean? This is why I was learning game. Okay. I didn't have much. Hold on, let me pay. So give me a second. Just wanted to say that to you. I didn't have much. Give me a second. Shit. Let me see if it works. Hold on. Give me a second. I want to show y'all something. Give me a second. Let me see if I download that shit. All right, here you go. Save as. I'm about to save it. Give me a second. I'm about to save it. But yeah, I didn't have much. But I want to share this with you. I didn't have much. We didn't have much money. Matter of fact, I had to share a bedroom with my sister sometimes. I had to share a bedroom with my sister. Didn't have much money at all. But that didn't stop me from knowing my potential, because I was never defining myself by my clothes or my status. So, and again, this is not to show off. I don't want to show off. I want to share something with you guys for the first time. I don't even know if y'all even know this. It's something I'm gonna share with y'all the first time. But I'm not here to tell you a sob story. I'm here to show you that this is my life right here, which you're about to see. Let me put in the middle of it, and let me take this banner off. So this is my life right here. Hold on a second. So this is back in 1985, okay, when I was playing football. So this is back in 1985 when I was playing football, okay? And you will see that, here that was me right there when I had a helmet that was colored, but I think I still had the black shoes, or were they white? Let me see the shoes. Yeah, that was me with the black shoes right there. See, that was me as when I played quarterback, wide receiver, kickoff returner, punt returner. I played damn near every position because I was never defined by what I was. I didn't have much money. All the other kids who had money, they had money. But me, I was defined by the belief I had in myself to play football and play positions, every position possible, because nobody could play the positions that I could play every position. I was never defined by my wealth, because all the kids were rich kids and shit. You know, the dads had tapes and stuff, and I didn't have tapes. I didn't have anything. Matter of fact, sometimes even like in the fifth grade, I had to be on what is that called? I had to be on a special lunch thing where I had to get a ticket because we just couldn't afford things. But you know what? That never stopped me from believing in myself. I didn't have the nice clothes. I had okay clothes, but I didn't have the nice clothes. But that never defined me. There I am on defense. There I am. That's me on defense and shit. I'm coming in and make that last hit when I was playing. Again, this is when I was in Gaithersburg. In Montgomery, I'm telling you, I'm from the DMV. This is when I was in playing. You see me as quarterback and stuff like that, watching what, you know, I'm just showing you the skills that I had. I mean, you know, still in the black shoes and shit, still in my black shoes, because I never gave up on myself and I was never defined by the other kids. This is what I was right here. I was someone that, you know, didn't have it, but I had me. I believed in me, and I had to go bust my tail.
I had to sweat. There were no days off. There were no workouts. I would get punched in the chest. I would get beaten up, not beaten up, but they didn't play. It was all about – all of this stuff was all about, you know, the kids out there. That was a bad pass. I couldn't throw – my passes were terrible. That was an ugly pass. But what you see right here, this is at Seneca Valley High School in Germantown, Maryland. And this is like the championship game and stuff like that. But this is a big game against one of the biggest schools out there, one of the best defenses in the game. And I was shredding them. But my shoes didn't define me in this right here. My shoes didn't define me. My clothes didn't define me. My lifestyle didn't define me. I believed in myself when I hit that field, and I believed that I was the best on the field, and nobody can stop me. I believe that I could do it, and there's making – here I am right there. Let me see. Is this me making a tackle? Yeah, that's me making a cake-ass tackle. But the reason why I'm showing you this is because a lot of you guys have this mentality that just because life doesn't give you what you want, you should give up on life. You should just forget about things, and you should say that things aren't going to happen for you. This is like the best defense. These dudes are like from D.C. or something. These are like some tough kids. These are kids from the other neighborhood and stuff. But as you see, I was quarterback, and I didn't have much time in the pocket, but I was shredding them, dog. Watch it cut. There you go. But that's the thing I was saying, dog. I believed in me when nobody else did. When all the other kids had the nice stuff, the nice clothes, and all the other stuff, I realized when I started to realize what game was, I was fine with who I was because I can move the way I want to move because I believed in me doing what I needed to do when it needed to get done. And when I started to do that, started to think that way. Matter of fact, this is me playing a running back right there. They even put me in running back sometimes. You see what I'm saying? They just put me in every damn position. But it was still the little kid, the black kid with the black shoes. I didn't have the Dallas Cowboy helmet at that time, but I didn't have the nice shoes or anything like that. I'm just showing y'all. But this is not a sob story. This is me showing you guys that for a lot of you guys out there, there was, you know, life is not going to bring you things that you want. You know what I mean? Life is not going to give you everything that you want. And the important thing about life and the important thing about the game is that you've got to learn how to push on even when things are bad. You know what I mean? Even when things don't work out, even when things are not great for you, you've got to be able to push on even as a man. Is it possible to master the game if you are a late bloomer? Game has no time. Game time and life don't have any time to it, okay? It has no time to it. But what the thing about game is that will always be about you because even I tell you about my father. I mean, my father was a my father was bad as well because remember, he didn't have clothes. He didn't have nice things, but he believed in himself. I didn't have nice things, and I believed in myself. You know what I mean? I believed in myself. And I believe that because I realized clothes didn't define me, I didn't have to worry about not hanging out with the popular kids because I could hang out with the popular kids looking raggedy as I looked. I didn't have the nice brand-new clothes. Let me tell you, I'm going to be straight up with you. See, guys, there used to be a thing called Kmart. I don't know if y'all guys remember Kmart, but guys, it's a thing called Kmart. So what my mother would do is we would have to in August or July, I think in July before school started in September, we would go to Kmart and we would find all of our clothes in Kmart and all that stuff in Kmart, and we would put that on layaway. We didn't even have the money to pay. We had to put it on layaway to make payments on it by the time school, all the notebooks and all that stuff. Couldn't even afford all the stuff. I had to put that stuff on layaway, man. Not a stop short, I'm just telling you. Had all that. I didn't have all the good stuff. But I didn't define myself because I didn't have good stuff. Still got the girls. Still lived the life I wanted to live as a guy. Didn't have anything because I didn't allow anybody or those kids to bully me because I fight. I used to be a fight. But what I'm saying is that I'm not saying this is not the sob story. This is beauty. This is beauty. Because even though I didn't have, I still maintained who I was. Even though I went to all the parties, the rumors, I was messing with the good looking girl, all that stuff. All that stuff, man. All that didn't matter to me. The cars didn't matter to me because the girls that had money in Upper Marlboro or places, Potomac, Upper Marlboro, Woodbridge, Virginia, Alexandria, Fairfax, you know, places where money was, Mitchellville, Maryland, all these places that had caked up money, the girls would drive me. They drive me to school. I didn't have to take the bus. And if I took the bus, I always sat in the back of the bus. I was always in the back of the bus. But you know what? I was in the back of the bus with everybody that had money, that had clothes, that had the nice balls and all that other stuff. I didn't have all that stuff. But when I learned, from the DMV, born in D.C., baby. Yeah, hell yeah, from the DMV. I live my life there. Yeah, I'm from the DMV, man. Yeah, so live my life there. But the thing was is that as I learned game when I started at 9, I believed in myself. I believed in myself. And remember, that was 1985. So what do you think I was doing in 1985? I was already fucking with those black shoes. Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry. I was doing some things even in those black shoes. Even in those black shoes, I was going, hey, I was doing my thing. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is that even though you guys out here feel like you've got to tell people or try to prove yourself to people, once you learn game, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You actually don't have to prove yourself to anybody, because everything that you are, you stand on. It was the best relief ever to realize I'm not my clothes. The line's going to be down in 90 seconds if y'all want to call in, but y'all going to ask class questions. We're going to do one more hour. But I was not defined by my clothes or my shoes. But listen to me. Listen. Some people defined me by my clothes and my shoes. And some people would ridicule me. I mean, look, when you a wolf or a young cub that's going to be a wolf, you hanging out with pipe hitters. You hanging out with the older guys anyway. And we would call it joning jokes, whatever y'all call it, man. We was always talking that ish to each other. So you had to have a level of thick skin, because there, and I'll tell you the worst time. I never told anybody this. I'm going to tell y'all the worst time. Hold on, Rock, I may have to tell you the cut. Let me tell you the worst time that happened. I was in Germantown, Maryland. All right, Germantown, Maryland. And matter of fact, I should show you the satellite of the basketball court where it happened. I'm not lying to you. It's not far from Seneca Valley High. There's some apartments by, if y'all are from Germantown, know anything about Seneca Valley, there's a row of apartments. So I used to live over there, go trick-or-treat and all that shit. But my shoes, again, they wasn't Bobo. They were called, it wasn't Bobos, okay? So Bobos would be like, instead of Michael Jordan that is going gliding in the air, Bobos would be Michael Jordan slam dunking. Those are Bobos. I didn't have Bobos. I had like Adidas. See, the cool stuff was like Nike. I think it was either Adidas or Converse. I didn't have any Nike. So my mom, I'm being serious, guys. I ain't lying to you. My shoes, I can only get one pair of shoe for the year. So that pair of shoe had to last me all year. And I was always playing. I was a very playful guy. I mean, always playing. So, well, I didn't have Buster Brown. I didn't have Buster Browns. I had like Adidas. They weren't Buster Browns, but they were one level away from Bobo, one level away. So we were playing basketball, and I shook somebody. I laid it up, and I landed on my shoe, and the bottom of the shoe ripped apart. The bottom. Because I had some... I got some new shoes and shit, but I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying that I wasn't ashamed. Everyone laughed at me. I laughed at me. I mean, it was funny, man, but... You know, I'm cool, though. I was cool. I didn't have much, but I had me, though. You see what I'm saying? But let me answer this question right here real quick. In the current environment, okay, you already have lost with your statement. There is no such thing as a current environment, okay? It is your environment that is current. The world is still moving the same. Time doesn't change and life doesn't change, so... I know this question is going to lead to something very weak, but I will read it. What's a man to do when more women these days are disrespectful? See, this is what I'm talking about, dude. This is what I'm talking about, man. Artist, I don't think this is for you, man. Artist, I don't think this is for you, big guy. I'm going to read it to my TikTok guys. Y'all don't see what's being said. So this surface dweller for you guys that are new, a lot of grown men act like women and are really feminine, and they blame women for everything that's wrong in their life, and they think that women are actually different. So unfortunately, this sad side of a man, this is not for you, dude. He said, well, see, hey, guys, so hold on. Back in the day, see, we used to go down to D.C., and on D.C., I don't know if it was F Street. I think the prostitutes were F Street. But D.C., we used to get the black Mickey Mouse and the Coca-Cola shirts and the AJ jeans and stuff. But anyway, that was back in the day. Anyway, let me get back to this, what I'm saying to y'all guys. See, the problem is, artists, this is not for you. This is not for you, big guy. Because I'm going to explain, and I'm going to break down what he's saying for y'all that is listening. This surface dweller says that in the current environment. So his mindset is the ex environment that he actually thinks that women are evil and women are bad. So he says, what's a man to do when more women? So here we go again. Why you're not a man. So why are you even asking about men? Which begs the second problem, guys, is that men don't talk about other men. But he's talking about other men. So he's saying, yeah, Coca-Cola, RJ, Fila shirts, Black Mickey Mouse, go-go music. They don't even know about Chuck Brown, Rare Essence, EU. But I'm not going to get into all that. Go-go music. Yeah, they don't know about go-go music. So they think that go-go music is what Salt and Pepper did. They think that's go-go music, what Salt and Pepper did. But anyway, let me stop. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, man. What I was saying for y'all guys out here is that, see, this is the reason why women are so miserable today, because it's grown men that feel like women are the reason why they're not doing what they're doing. And if you see what I'm showing you right here, I'm reading it to you guys. He's saying, what's a grown man to do when more women these days are disrespectful from the jump? See, that is a lie. Remember, guys, we went over it. Remember, a lot of individuals who don't have game, what they do is they think in generality. They want to say all women, okay? See, his problem is that, and I'll read his last statement. His problem is, do you try to train them or walk away? And he's not even talking about himself. He's talking about the woman. So you see why women have such problems? Do y'all see why women have such problems, gentlemen? And it's not a knock on, it's just sad. Wait, details, allow me to help you. You say you understand, but you don't understand. What don't you understand, sir? You can ask, it's no problem. And let me know, dog. Let me know what you mean. What don't you understand? This is what we're talking about. What is it that you guys don't understand what I'm saying? You say you understand, but you don't understand. And this is why I got you. It's a great question, D. It's a great question. So I'm here to help you, but I need to know what is it that you don't understand. Because if you guys think that this is an actual question, then a lot of you guys are part of the problem and not the solution. But what is it that you don't understand? I got you. If you don't understand, let me know. Because if you're new, let me explain this to some of you guys. You are not the environment. Wait, I was trying to fix myself while in the way. I messed up trying to make her understand me. No, 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 D, no, 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 no. Hold on, D, let me pull it out. D wrote for y'all TikTok. D wrote, I messed up trying to make her understand me. I was trying to fix myself while in a race. Oh, no, D. Ooh, no. Hold on, D. Let me find it. Oh, my gosh, D. Let me show you. I got that thing written down here somewhere, D. Hold on, brother. Ah, here we are. D. Wait, first let me show you guys this. All right, now let me show you guys. D, does this have to prove itself to somebody? Does this have to force somebody to understand them, or do they have to learn them? See, D, here's the thing, brother. When you don't have game, okay, and it's no knocking, I appreciate what you're saying, sir. What happens is, unfortunately, because you don't have a standard, no laws, no rules, or no codes, okay, since you don't have those things, what's happened, unfortunately, my friend, is that you allowed a woman to walk all over you, and that's what happened. See, I always say that, like, that's why I always talk about you being the company, because the company does not allow insubordination or disrespect. It doesn't. And what you unfortunately did was you rewarded bad behavior because you didn't know anything about game. And I'm sure that was something that upset you, but it's okay. I appreciate what you're saying. But as a man, you don't fix yourself while you're in a relationship. You are yourself in a relationship. You don't fix yourself, because then that means you're catering to what the woman wants you to be, and men just don't do that, brother. But I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate what you said. And it's just, it's not like that. Next question, Steve. So what do you tell men that don't have natural confidence and self-belief since youth? Well, FZJ, this is why this is not for you. What I don't understand about you surface dwellers is, what have I been saying for the last 2 hours and 14 minutes? What have I been telling you for the last 2 hours and 14 minutes? And this is why this isn't for you, because you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Because there's no such thing as natural confidence. What is natural confidence? That's like you guys saying almond milk comes from an almond cow. What is natural confidence? What is it? Your first problem is, you're not a man. You're not a man. Who said you were a man? Stop lying to yourself. That's your first lie. You're not a man. That's your first lie. You are Lambert, the sheepish lion. You don't roar. You go, bah. You ain't no man. And this is not to be mean. This is not to be mean. I'm just keeping it a buck. You go bad all the time. You don't have no roar because your sack has not dropped from your stomach. You can't have a self-belief because you choose not to believe in yourself.
You choose not to. You choose not to move. You choose not to work on yourself. You choose not to build yourself. You choose not to go out there and get knocked down and learn for yourself. You choose not to do it. So you don't want to learn anything. You want a magical quick fix pill. That's all you want. I appreciate the question, but you don't want to learn. As much as you've been listening to me and you got to ask it, this is what I'm talking about, Daniel's son. This is Daniel's son right here. And listen to this one. You okay, man. I'll let you slide because you're new. A true man. He wants to know, he's asking the question, what is a true man? Gentlemen, I can go on and on and on about a true man, and y'all are not going to understand it. A true man is somebody that is connected to who he is as a man in his core. He does not follow the lies that his parents have told him. He does not follow what the church has told him or what marketing and advertisers told him. He is his own person because he is only evolving every day. He dies every day because he evolves every day, because who he is today isn't what he's going to be tomorrow, because all he is doing is selfishly being selfish to learn who he is, what he is, and why he is. And he does not question. He does not run behind or anything. He is only out to really learn himself and build himself and actually grow itself, big guy. But for a lot of you guys out here will never reach that because a lot of you guys are always looking to cheat the game. You're looking to manipulate the game. You're looking at ways to lie about the game, lie to yourself. You really don't want to learn how to be a man because being a man is going to force you to do the one thing you don't want to do, and that is look in the mirror. You don't want to look in the mirror. You don't want to see what the problem is. You don't even want to fix what the problem is because all your life, all you're doing is making excuses. All your life is you want somebody to feel sorry for you. All your life, you want to sit around and complain about women. And let me tell you more about a man. Tell you more about a man. Which I don't understand, a man is broken down into wisdom, how he changes and affects change for himself, how he delegates his life, how he adapts to things, his self-awareness, who he is as his personality traits, and how he communicates. And if you can't see that, then this is not for you. No, you don't. That's a lie. I'm going to tell you why. You're lying right now. And I'm saying this with respect. You're lying right now. A man will never ask another effing man what a man is. To compare notes like a woman that has two cantaloupes and she's squeezing it, sir. Y'all got to stop this, man. Men don't ask other men what men are. We just recognize our own and we keep it pushing. I never asked Mr. Lucario, 1950, Zag, Miles, Angry Man, or Taekwondo what a man is because we don't do that. We know what a man is. What's the best way to come to a point? What's the best way to come to a point that everything you say is perfectly fluid to impress yourself
on how we detail how you flirt and talk and should focus on. Well, you don't want to know, brother. You don't want to know. What I don't understand. What I don't get. No, Reaper, that's wrong. Because only a loser can practice being a loser, brother. Ripper. He can't practice. No, because that's the problem. Practicing is the problem. He ain't rehearsing shit. See, when you don't know anything, you practice. See, but when you know it, you rehearse it to perfect it. So if you're telling someone to practice, that means he's practicing because he doesn't know what he's doing. And all you guys are constantly doing is practicing. When you believe in yourself, you rehearse because you're trying to perfect what it is you know. Practice is just throwing stuff up on the wall. JS, what can a loser, if a loser asks himself a winning question, he's going to get a losing answer because you only seep to your mind, big dog. You only seep to your mind. Yeah, Allen Iverson. That's why I'm laughing about practice. Yes, because practice means you don't know it. When you know it, you want to perfect it. That's why you rehearse. That's why you rehearse your sound checks. That's why you rehearse your apartment. That's why you rehearse the lighting because you want to perfect it. That's why you want to rehearse the music because you want to perfect it. You want to rehearse the wine above your bed, the shower lights, and you want to rehearse the pictures on your wall. All that is rehearsed because you want to perfect it. You want to rehearse how you make her smile. You want to rehearse how to make her laugh. You want to rehearse how you make her think and all these things. You don't practice that stuff. You don't practice it. FJ, a man is a beginning of an end of a beginning of an end of a beginning of an end. That's what he is. You shouldn't double check it. No, man. Look, brother. Please listen, young man. I know you're young, so if you're in high school, I'm going to let you slide. But if you're in college, man, don't lose your job over no woman, dog. You say you have a coworker, you got her number, that you hate yourself. Because over here in the man mindset, we give our number out. We don't beg for numbers. I'm a king. I create. I'm not begging for a number. You just texted her who it was, and she didn't respond. So she apologized about, okay, wait a second. Why should she know you? Why should she know you? You wasn't interesting enough. But, young man, I'm going to give you a little bit of game. If she apologized, this is the opportunity to say, okay, I got a way you can make it up to me. I'll see you Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we'll go eat ice cream. I'll see you Sunday at whatever time. You use whatever. This is what game is about. Using what they say to benefit you, big guy, without manipulating them. Thank you, 174 likes. Hopefully that makes some sense. Great question, sir. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, okay, all right, the thing is the important things. Let me see. You're asking me a question. Would you stay in a marriage due to the kids? Well, if you got game, you wouldn't be asking this question. But please, I'm going to ask you kindly. If you're going to ask a question, please follow the protocol. If you're talking to me, please put a Q in that, okay, and I'll be happy to answer your question. I'm going to answer it anyway. See, here's the problem with a lot of you guys out here because you don't have game. See, if you had game. Wait, let me pause real quick, young man. Dude, are you serious? Hold on a second, TD. Hold on one second, guys. Let me take a breather. One second.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, I'm back. Let me help you with this young man. Guys, young man, don't ever, ever in your life again, if you want to be here, don't ever send a woman your name. That's Bush. That's weak. That's a sheepish lion, sir. Don't ever do anything weak. It's no wonder she said what she said. Maybe you should stop talking to girls right now and get your life together, because what you're saying is really feminine. Now, let me get back to this TD guy that says he got game, doesn't have any game, but let me help this surface dweller out. Once you become a man, you're going to have checks and balances in place. Okay, you're going to have checks and balances in place to make sure that your kingdom is never going to have any kind of disrespect, okay? I got to find it because he's got to see it, guys. Let me find it for him. This ain't it, is it? No, this ain't it. What's that? Let me find it for him. And every woman that you meet and every woman that you run into, you're going to have what is called a powwow with her, a understanding of what it is you are and what it is you stand for without arguing with her or anything like that. Not the sheepish line. I'm sorry, let me take that down. Well, this is the end of it. All right, that's the end of it. Let me see here. That's the end of it. I went too far. Hold on. I went too far. So that's under new. Okay, let me come back up. That was under new. All right, I went too far. Let me pull it up. That was under new. So I can continue it. Now I know where it's at. Hold on, let me see. Hold on a second. All right, here you go. All right, I got it right here. All right, let me show you this. So I got it. It's under new. So let me show you what I'm talking about. So when you're talking to a woman, and I'm going to read this to y'all guys that are on TikTok. It simply says this. I'm different than any other man you ever met or talked to. I am. I've created my own universe, and I have complete control over any and everything. Over everything in my universe. It is full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment, and I enjoy the hell out of every single day I wake up. Now, let me get to the second part. Now I know where it's at. Part two. Part two. I enjoy the hell out of every single day I wake up. I'm very, very selective about who I allow inside my universe, because I will not allow anything or anyone to ruin what I created. I will show y'all. Take a screenshot of that, and I'm going to show you the other one because I want y'all to see this. Now, this is a return photo that she gave him for the thing. We don't need to talk about that. But anyway, So what I'm saying to you guys out there, you will not have, well, let me get back to the main thing. You will not have any problems because it is at that point when you're dealing with a woman that she is at that point have to go, y'all know where I'm going with this, she's got to go to Gander Mountain. She's got to buy the equipment because she's got to prove to you that she is worth your attention, your time, your respect, and then the So when you ask this question, I know it's a surface-dwelling question because a man is not going to give away the most important thing to him because he's going to make sure she's worthy of that. And even if she acts up in the marriage, she's gone. She disrespects him, she's gone. She raises her voice, she's gone. She withholds sex, she's gone. She stops washing the dishes, she's gone. She stops vacuuming, she's gone. She's got to do a lot to stay. And a man is even with, see, back in the 70s, they had a thing called Papa was a Rolling Stone. Because Papa got up and rolled. He ain't putting up with anything. So whether the kids are there or not, you'll be gone. But she will know without a shadow of a doubt that you do not play. And this is not being mean to women. Wait, Shannon asked, do you like R. Kelly? No. No, baby girl, I don't like R. Kelly. But guys, I got poetry. Go to my poetry page. Go to themanmindset.com. Hey, who is this? Shannon. Hey, Shannon Beauty, go to themanmindset.com and check out my poetry, okay? Check out my poetry, baby girl. Check out my poetry. Anyway, no, but I don't like R. Kelly. but we used to have sex tapes back in the day. Because we had tape recorders, guys. We didn't have, this is before it was like record players, tape players. We would have music that we played when girls came over. We wouldn't have that stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, you must demand as a king everything, okay? And this is not knocking a woman. This is not shaming a woman. But you're just letting her know that you have created the world that you are in right now. And unfortunately, your world is not full of positivity. You're not growing. You're not evolving. I don't mind. Listen, a woman is going to come in and do a little disrespect. Oh, hey, thank you. Hey, thank you, Shannon. Okay, here you go. All right. There you go. I got your back. I got your back, girl. You got me. I got your back. Thank you. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, okay, how long must you dwell in the surface to break? Come on, FZJ. I'm not going to answer that question. Why are you asking how long I'm going to be imprisoned in my world? I'll take a photo for you guys on TikTok so y'all can see because I know a lot of y'all guys like, Steve, what are you talking about with the pigs and all that other stuff? So allow me to take a photo of what I'm going to take a photo of, and then I can show y'all live on screen. What type of music do you listen to? I've heard of J. Cole. Great question. I'm going to answer your question in 1 second. Let me take a photo for these guys so they can see what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the fourth pig. But I'll answer that question in 1 second. Well, let me take a picture for the guys that's on TikTok, my TikTok dogs. Let me take a photo of this to show you live because you're kind of missing out. But let me show you what I'm talking about. I'm going to take a photo. All right. So all my TikTok guys, TikTok. Hey, come over. Y'all see that right there? See the fourth pig, guys, my TikTok guys, the fourth pig that the stories didn't tell you, he always left a message. And that's what we're talking about for y'all guys. We just want to let y'all know he left a message. But I'll tell you about music. Now, I can't give it away because I got a toolkit that breaks down music, but let me explain music to you guys, Music 101. There are different kinds of music for every occasion. About to blow your mind. I like J. Cole. I listen to J. Cole. I love J. As a matter of fact, when I'm working out I'll crank J. Cole hour songs of J. Cole and just rock on out. I'm good. I'm good with Cole. But what I teach my clients is that you can't play no J. Cole when a woman comes over. You got to have your, listen, all right, again, you got to have your romantic music, your sensual music, your seduction music, your dirty music, your freaky music, your naughty, your kinky, freaky, nasty, all those. You got to have your music for all these occasions. And all these songs are usually in the 1970s, early 80s. And I want to say for Shannon, that means no R. Kelly. No R. Kelly. Now, I'll even go... Not R. Kelly, if you're listening to me. Keith Sweat. I know he cried a lot, but there's something about Keith Sweat songs that just women go crazy over. But if you're going to mess with Keith, that's as far as you go is Keith Sweat. But you go in the 70s, Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You got to go back to get real music. Shannon, I don't know if you're still in there, but I hope you understand, baby girl, what I'm saying. Let me ask this question. Guys, we've got about 22 minutes left of the show, man. Jodeci, yeah, Jodeci be all right. New Edition. All right, if you want to get better at poetry, go to The Man Mindset. Go to themanmindset.com and go to free stuff, and you will see the link to the poetry page. Or someone give them a link, and you can check out the poetry page. Yeah, Teddy Pendergrass, Turn Off the Lights, all that stuff, man. You need slow down music, even light jazz music. Jazz music. But it's not just the jazz music. You got to have the lighting. You got to make sure the music is around. Oh, and don't forget for my guys out there, we're going to go live at, we'll probably go live in the morning, about 3 in the morning. I promise this time. I did it at 4 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. But for all the guys that are overseas, we'll go live in the morning and stuff. We'll go live in the morning. What is your opinion on the spirituality of self? Okay, here's the thing, Alex. This is a very important powwow you and I are going to have right now. Now, listen to me. I don't think you understand where you're at right here. I accept you for who you believe in. And I am not going to tell you what not to believe in and what to believe in, okay? Hey, thank you for the like. I appreciate the like, Doug. I see it. Thank you very much. What I'm saying is listen, don't ask a man about his political affiliation. And don't ask a man about his religion and spirituality. And don't even ask a woman that, because that's a great debate. Young man, I am not here to tell you who you should pray to. I would just say for myself, and I can only speak for myself, that all my life my parents always told me about Santa Claus until that one day I went to the closet to get something and I saw the presents in there and I started to wake up a little bit. And it was at that point when I started to learn game that I learned that there are things out there that you don't even know that you don't even know. And as I say that, I will play Kevin Spacey and show you what I'm talking about. And they're even telling you, he's even telling you on this show right here, House of Cards. I'm going to show you. He's even telling you what I'm not going to tell you. You just need to see it for yourself. But he, I don't pull up House of Cards. And I'm going to let you listen to it. I'm not going to tell you. I just want you to listen to it. I don't want you to, I'm not here to change your mind. Okay. This is not what this is for. Hold on. Let me pull up the episode. And I say it again. I am not here to tell you to change your religion or anything like that. I'm just going to talk to you about something lightly, and I am not going to really discuss it because this is beyond what I should be talking to you guys about. So I'm going to play it. Y'all should be able to hear it in a second. So give me a second. Let me check it. Okay. All right, let's let me.
I created this confusion.
Let's do it.
In order to take advantage of it, everything that has happened was planned.
Since when?
Since before Elysian Fields. But it was at Elysian Fields that it hit me. I saw it almost like a light bulb going off above my head. Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. And I understood, Claire, that we have to think and act differently than we ever have, because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it. Look, Claire, you and I have always been on the inside, trapped in the bubble.
All right, let me stop right there. So I'm not going to get too deep. So what I'm saying is that, unfortunately, my friend, you're trapped in a bubble. But you can believe the bubble. I'm not here to pop the bubble. That's not what I'm here to do. What I'm here to say is that you don't understand who really is running things. There are families that are running everything and are making all the moves. But when you're trapped in a bubble, you actually think that what you see on TV is actually real. But see, I'm not getting that deep. I'm trying to say that when I learned game, I then popped the bubble. Because my question was, we started with dinosaurs. And then after I realized that couldn't get answered, and I got in trouble for asking that question. Man, I got a spanking for that. You know, I got a spanking for that. My mom stuffed religion down my throat. I had to go to CCD. Yep. I had to go to Baptist and all that. I had to do all that stuff. But the one day I got another spanking. I asked my mom, well, if there's a God, why can't I just pray to God? Why do I got to be in church? Boy, I got another spanking. But again, my mind shifted when I learned what game actually is and realized that I'm allowed to question things and not just be, just because your parents tell you to do something doesn't mean that what they're telling you is actually the fact. It's just that because you love your parents and you're a sponge, you believe everything your parents say. But being in the bubble and realizing once I was out of the bubble, I realized that there are things that are going on that go way beyond just women. There are things being moved, and everything that is being moved around, which I don't want to get into, is not actually in power what you see. If you actually watch like House of Cards, or you watch any political show, or even watch the movie Boss, you can watch Boss. I mean, any show that you watch, you will see that everything is manipulating you surface dwellers. If you ever watch a political show, what do they say? Oh, my God, you're 5 points down. Well, Dad, where do I got to go? We'll send you to Michigan, Iowa. And you got to hug a few babies. You got to kiss, and we'll get the points up. But what you'll notice in House of Cards is that your boy had to not, he didn't have to go to Congress to get approval. He had to go to a family to get approval. See, the approval was not, okay, let me give y'all an example of what y'all don't understand. I'm going to give y'all a taste and understanding of what I'm talking about. For y'all that don't know, Justin Bieber, they just released a video about a week ago of Justin Bieber singing the N-word and KKK. Now, wait, listen to me. It just got released. Now, remember, this is, you know, Justin Bieber's been around for years. They just released a video when he was small. He was singing a song about N's, the N-word, and the KKK. You pull it up, and I'm not going to play it. You just see what I'm saying. They just, it's already been released. Look it up. Don't believe, but okay, that's not the point. See, you guys are going to look at the video and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe Justin Bieber said that. He's so racist. You know when you're out of the bubble, you know what you're going to say? He pissed somebody off. Somebody told him to do something, and he challenged those that you do not mess with. See, what y'all don't understand is that people make deals with these people all the time. People, what y'all don't understand is that they have something on everybody in Hollywood. All the rappers, all this, every, hey, you better be a good soldier. Because you're signing your way not to the record company. You're signing yourself off to something higher. Higher. There was a clip of Steph Curry walking. Now, Jay-Z was waiting with his daughter while Steph Curry walked by and gave his daughter some love. You don't understand how things are working. If Steph Curry would have walked by Jay-Z, oh, my gosh, boy. Not only he would have got it, his brother would have got it. Not his brother, but his daddy would have got it, too. Y'all don't, you guys don't understand that there are bigger things going on when you are in the bubble, or excuse me, when you're outside the bubble, you see it all because you're privy to information that is not above ground. As I keep telling y'all, it's not above ground. It's underground. It's underground. And again, y'all don't understand. So when it, like I say, spirituality, pray to whoever you want to, but you don't understand there are things going on beyond the church, beyond who you vote for. What you guys think, you guys actually think that you, your vote counts. And I'm not trying to tell you not to vote. Vote if you feel like voting. Believe in that if you want to believe it. But you don't understand the president's already chosen. Everything's already in place. And when one gets out of place, then information gets dropped. y'all don't understand, man. Y'all don't get it or understand how deep things are. Y'all are just worried about women. But to answer your question, you are still in a bubble like a lot of you guys, because not only are you trapped in a bubble of what you do, you're trapped in a what I am bubble, which is even worse than what I do bubble. Because you actually think, let me show you how dangerous the world is. Let me show you how they get you. There used to be a thing, guys, called newspapers. I know you new guys, you're like, what's a newspaper? What's that? Well, they were pretty cool, because when I was a little kid, I couldn't wait for the Sunday paper. Because the Sunday paper had the new TV guide, it had the sports paper for all the football games, and it had the comics in there. Now, all the fluffy stuff, they had other articles and cut out things. The Sunday paper was the best, man, when you were a kid. But anyway, the thing about news is not only about rating. News is about, I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to tie this into your mindset, okay? I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to tie it into your mindset. If I can find a pin.
Ah, wait.
All right, here we go. I got you guys. All right, let me show y'all something. Okay, that's about it. All right, let me explain this, and I'm going to show y'all guys real quick. I'll show you guys this, but it's kind of backwards, but let me show the guys that's watching live. Okay. So all TV shows that are political are just simply like this, and life happens. Life, if it's political, religious, or if it's news, anything that you guys believe in the bubble, let me kind of explain what happens on the back end. And let me explain with how this works in your mind as well, okay? So let me take this out real quick, and I'll answer your questions. Okay. So A needs something for B, right? In order for, okay, let's say A needs this, okay? A needs the circle. A will go to B. B will say, I need a favor from you. What are you going to do for me to be able to get this? So A has got to do this right here in order to do this. But by doing this right here, B has the high ground because B can use that against A whenever he wants to. So if you think about it, hold on. Hold on, man. Two seconds. I'm trying to do something, but this guy's bugging excuse me, dude. Hold on. Let me ask a question. Steve or men can come in this section. Can y'all answer me? Is it a critical mindset of you, of yourself, the solution to evolve and whatever you want or wish to do is giving yourself gratitude is the answer? No. Okay. You done? The answer is no. Okay, you happy now? The answer is no. Okay, getting back to you guys. And I'll answer you others. Oh, wait, hey, wait. Yo, hey, 1950 has gone live. I didn't even see you in there, 1950. Shout out to my boy, 1950. That's my dog. Shout out to my dog. Now, let me explain to y'all what I'm talking about. Shout out to them. Make sure y'all subscribe, 1950. He's taking phone calls now, man. He's moving on up, my motherfucking dog. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. What y'all don't understand is that there are things and deals being made on the back end, but they're also being files created on certain people to keep them in line, like Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, listen, what they said to Justin is, look, Justin, we're going to give you the fame. We're going to give you the power. We're going to put you in a position to have all the monies and the riches. But here's the thing. Don't ever think you're above us. Because, see, this is what happened to a lot of people out there. See, when they get all the power, the fame, and the riches, Justin Bieber pissed somebody off. Justin Bieber thought he was bigger than what he actually was, and he started smelling himself. So whoever had that power over him, somebody who had something over Justin Bieber, gave that person a favor to get that information released to the news. But in order to release that to the news or to the internet, they have to be favors move. Everything is moving. Everything is moving, okay? Ziana 21, what's going on? Let me see. Okay, wait, she's, all right, four. We got four followers. I thought she was following me. But thank you, I appreciate that. What I'm saying to you guys is this, which you don't understand. Y'all don't get game. I want y'all to think about something. Remember, fear controls feelings. Fear doesn't control facts because you don't want to see a fact because you connect it to a feeling. So if there is a school shooting on Mars, by the time it reaches you, you're going to feel like it's happening in your neighborhood. And what do they do? Think about this. Wait. I'll give you an example. Y'all ready for this one? Isn't it odd that COVID, like, suddenly, like, just, it's like, it was like never here. I mean, you might see a few people walking around with their masks on, but isn't it odd that in the beginning, everybody was nervous, shut down restaurants and all that other stuff. And then all of a sudden, COVID is just not, y'all don't even think about COVID. Think about this for a second. Y'all don't even think about COVID. Y'all don't even think about it anymore. Because you don't understand how you're being controlled and manipulated. See, let me explain how this ties into you YouTubers. Zion and 21, I don't know who you are. Wait, who are you? I appreciate that. I don't know who you are, but all right, I'll throw you a follow. What's going on? So what I'm saying to y'all guys, I want y'all to think about something. I want y'all to think about that everything you see is not actually real. It's made up. It's to cattle drive you to do certain things. But I can't get into those deep things, but I'm just saying, we went to spirituality, but I'm just saying that y'all don't understand that you don't see that. Let's say this is diamond rings. Let's say this is a diamond. What I need to do to sell this is I need to go ahead and create or market and build up a YouTuber, not to sell diamonds. Because remember, I told you this is the P-Whip days. Always remember magic, the rule of magic, okay? Magic is like this. You're so busy looking at what's in my left hand, the trick is always going to be in my right. Because everything I'm doing is to get you to focus on my left hand. Why is someone bothering me? Hold on a second. Hello? 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 Hold on, I'm calling this guy back. I'm going to call him back. And I'm going to talk. So you want to call me and interrupt me? You want to call me and interrupt me? I'm going to call him back. Who is this guy calling me? I think he blocked me. Lucky. Anyway, cake. I don't know why he calls me. It's weird. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you guys is this. The magic is not here. The magic will always be here, all right? I know freelance. I'm not trying to trigger him. I'm just trying to help him. This is the magic. But this is pills, plates, going your own way, metal, go to another country, women are terrible, don't mess with single mothers. I'm just showing them the magic. Yeah, see, I'm going to show y'all. See, if you ever heard of a term analogy called 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon, we're going there. This is the 6th degree. This is the 1st degree. So, order to sell the product. The first thing they've got to do is they must create an atmosphere to declaw and defang you. Yeah, you're right. Somebody, I think they're calling, telling me to shut up. Listen, see, so So somebody probably called, hey, Steve, you better stop that. So what I'm saying is the first thing they got to do is declaw and defang you, okay? Take off your claws, take off your fangs to make you feel like you don't have a chance in doing this. That's the first step, okay? That's weird. And then the second thing is that it's not about your anger towards women. It's that they are really systematically creating you and position you in a situation to be food for the woman. Because no matter how much you hate women, oh, let me fix this. No matter how much you hate women, no matter how much you disagree with women and all that other stuff, eventually you're going to want a relationship. And if your mind is on how bad women are, generality, you know, going my own way, not jerking, all that stuff, no fap, all that stuff, you're not working on yourself. So they know once you get out into the real world, you are not going to be able to negotiate, talk to women. So you're going to feel awkward. Okay, so that's 1 degree here, 2 degrees there, the last degree is here. The other degree is, not to mention the marketers and advertisers pay YouTube and have deals with YouTube and the algorithm for keywords. The algorithm has to have pills, plates, manosphere and all that, because they need the individual that as soon as you go to YouTube.com, you've got to see it. Because they're going to draw you in. So that's 1, 2, 3. And that's 4. And let's talk about 5 and 6. 5 and 6 moves is simply this. 5 and 6 move is positioning and setting you up. And that is where the commercial comes in at. You know, it's wintertime. And you know, the guys, it's wintertime. And the guy's like, oh. And he goes outside, and he's like, and she comes outside, and she's shaking, and then he opens up the diamond ring, and she's not looking around, and she turns around, oh, my God. And then the slogan, every kiss begins with K. That's number 4. That's the 4th move. 5th move is that it then systematically makes you think that if I don't get her that gift, I'm going to be in the doghouse. If I don't get her that gift, I'm going to be in trouble, okay? Okay? I'm going to be in trouble. So what does one do? One then buys the diamond. One then buys the dinner. One then does what the woman wants to do because the economy must be moved on. But that's when you're out of the bubble. But when you're in the bubble, it's that this is what normal guys do, right? Normal guys are just failures, and we lose, and we luck up and get a woman, and then we've got to take them out and buy them things. But when you're trapped in the bubble, you're only supposed to see what they want you to see. But when you have game and you're outside the bubble, you see it all. See, you guys, remember, you're trapped in a house. Remember the 3 little pigs? This is my 3 little pigs analogy. You're trapped in a house, boxed in your own little bubble. But those that are outside the bubble are not in the house on the same street. They're not in the same neighborhood. They're not in the same city. They're not in the same state or country or world. They can see galaxies and universe. They see things. That's how deep it is. But you can't see. See, remember I told you about the fish tank? Even the fish is fooled to think that he can go as far as he wants to go. And he will swim as long as he wants because he thinks he actually has freedom. But his freedom is actually caged in by the person that puts him in that tank. So the tank you have is here, and you don't even know it. And see, I'm the one telling you to wake up, but you're like, nah, no, I'm not going to listen to you, dweller. Why would I listen to an old man like, what do you know about the game? You don't understand women. Women are terrible. Women have been the same way, and you're lying. Women are not easy. And then all you do is say, okay, look, you just got to let them go. You're cool with it. You can't change. Listen, you cannot change everybody. You cannot change everybody. And that's the beautiful thing about the game. You can't change everybody. The Guerra Root. Listen, remember I told you checks and balances? See, when you have game, you want to know why you don't manipulate it and deceive women or anything like that? Because of the checks and balances. See, when you honor the game, you don't cheat the game by trying to manipulate something that is infinite. You can't manipulate the game. You can't cheat the game. You can't do that. You are only, listen, I am only a player in the game from the moment I became, from 9 years old until the day I die, and the game is still going to keep moving with or without me. The game is not going to stop for me. The game is saying this, if you can't keep up with me, you're going to fall behind, and we're going to keep on pushing. Bye. So I'm just showing y'all something, how deep it is. Let me answer a few more of y'all questions real quick. Let me see if I can get some of y'all questions. You know, your questions are important. I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you. There ain't no questions on TikTok. I think I figured out TikTok. I think I figured out a way to, to connect the show so y'all guys can hear the phone calls. I want you guys to be able to hear the phone calls. Y'all can see me, but able to see, hear the phone calls as well. So, yeah, Justin, they manipulate, man. They manipulate really bad. But again, I'm not here to tell you what you should believe. Listen, going back to your religion, please believe what you want to believe. Listen. I tell you, I will never push my views on you. You think for yourself. If you believe what you believe, then I agree. But you believe because you believe it. That's fine. You know what I mean? You do it, okay? Hey, Steve, the audio you played about the bubble, who was that? That was Kevin Spacey. That was Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, sir. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the world. You just don't know what's going on. It's just you're not – listen, you don't understand, again, how secret societies work, okay? You're saying you're talking about your SoundCloud. Yes, go to my SoundCloud. If you go to my SoundCloud, you'll see all the poetry. I think I got over 300 tracks. So I got tons of yickety yak because I'm spilling – your boy is spitting all kind of yak. So you can see that. But anyway – but what I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me, and guys, remember, we're going to do a live show. If you're overseas or you're watching, we're going to do a live show at around 3 in the morning. Around 3 in the morning, okay? You're asking me, is being unknown human, being a virgin is not a bad thing? Listen. Unknown, I don't know you, and I'll just tell you this. This is a place in a space where we don't judge other people. Be what you want to be, but don't ask me, is it okay that you can be that? Because I'm going to tell you, or I'm going to return the question and ask you, is it okay? Because I'm not here to tell you how to think. I am only putting weapons on the table to show you how to think for yourself. You must learn how to communicate to yourself and be fine with yourself. I cannot help you. That is not my job. This is not a cult. I am not some cult over here. I'm trying to free you, but freeing you is the hardest thing to do. I'm trying to give you a needle and say, poke right there. And you're like, no, I can't do that. Because if I poke right here, I'm not going to have any friends. If I poke right here, I'm going to lose my family members. If I poke right here, suggestions, man. The Boys. Oh, there's a new show coming out. If you follow me on Facebook, I posted it. It's called, it's going to FHA. What is it? Outlaw Man? An Old Man? Old Man? Guys, what is that show? There's a show coming out. I'll give you a few shows. I posted the guy. It's an Australian show called Mr. What is it, Mr. Invincible? No. What is that FX show? It's an FX show about a bounty. He's Mr. Invisible? No, Mr. Guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on, guys, help me out. It's a show on FX. It's an Australian show, and I showed you the if you watch on Facebook, go to the Facebook Demand Mindset. I always post man stuff. Yeah, Pinky Blinders is a great one. Pinky Blinders, Ragnar, all Viking shows. You go to Netflix, type in any Viking show, it's nothing but man stuff right there. But there's a new one coming on FX called The Man. Oh, man. Where's my remote? If I had my remote control with me, I would look that joint up. I forgot the name of it. Oh, yeah, Mr. In Between. Thank you, Cody. Watch Mr. In Between. Yeah, hey, Z, I'm trying to get with Stranger Things. I'm just watching The Boys. Hey, guys, you got to watch The Boys. That is nothing but man stuff. The Boys. What's another thing? I'm watching Obi-Wan because I'm a geek and a nerd. I got to watch Obi-Wan. Yeah, but movies, 9.5 weeks, Purple Rain, Bridges of Madison County. I know y'all laughing at me. Y'all got to watch Bridges of Madison County. Bridges of Madison County. I don't know about that. That's none of my business. I can't talk about things I don't know, man. Can't talk about things I don't know. Can't talk about things I don't know. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that, Just, dog. I posted on Facebook after watching the first episode of season 3. I posted the first few minutes. I had my hand over my mouth, dog. That man, dude, they shouldn't have gone there, dog. But they went there, man. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Yes, also watch Sex Life. That's another great one and stuff. Yeah, Dark. Yes, Dark. Watch Dark. I love Dark. That is deep. Black Summer. Oh, hey, dog. I am a zombie guy. There is, what's that zombie show with them high schoolers? There's a zombie show with some Asian kids. Dude, that is on point. I have watched, I'll tell you what I'm watching. And listen, the reason I watch it, and I want to be honest with you guys. Hold on. Wait a second. My dog, Lucario. Hold on. Let me see if I can get invite. Let me see if I can invite Lucario to go live with me. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can invite him. I don't know if he's going to come in, guys. I have Lucario. Let me see if I can invite Lucario to go live. Hold on. No, wait. I don't know if the invite worked. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. The lesbian in me, because I am out of the closet lesbian. I've come out years ago. So as a bona fide lesbian, there's this vampire show. Hey, now wait, before y'all judge me, those two females, one is 29 and the other's 23. They just play high schoolers. So there's no sycophobe fantasy here. The movies, it's a show called First Kill. And I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo. Hey, yeah, all of us are dead. That's right. I'm like, yeah. Man, the first 5 minutes, I'm like, what am I watching? This is like soft porn. I mean, they can't keep their hands off each other. And then in the between that, there's vampires and vampire killers. But, guys, I'm a big kid. Vampires, zombies, man movies, Vikings, kings. Man, I'm a Trekkie and all that stuff. So I always do that stuff, man. So, wait, let me see something. Hold on. Okay, good. I saved it. I ain't showing my dog that. So what I'm saying to you guys out there is that, yeah, watch Bridges of Madison County. I know that sounds crazy, but you guys have got to see the power of man. Y'all got to see the power of man. But what I'm going to do for you guys out here, we're going to make sure that we add more, go live more. I was supposed to go live on Instagram. Hopefully that worked. I don't know if it did, but I know I'm live on TikTok, so I'm going to fix that for all my TikTok guys. I'll fix the phones where y'all can hear the phone calls and all that other stuff. We will have that fixed. But yeah, man, Troy has all Viking shows have things in there, man. Hey, yo, Jeremy, Darth Vader body. Hey, dog, how he gonna drag him through the fire like that? How is Vader? Hey, Jeremy, let me tell you something, a secret. They said they had a scene that was worse than what Darth Vader did. There was a scene where Vader was just snapping necks. He was just snapping people's necks all through that little planet looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi. But how is he body Kenobi, threw him down on the ground and dragged him through fire? No, I said, man, come on, dude. Come on. Oh, also, I love any drug films. Hey, there's a one that I watch. I've been